news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Brushing aside President Trump's threat of complete and total destruction, Hamas insisting it will only free its remaining hostages in exchange for a permanent Gaza ceasefire. In the meantime, the White House confirms that talks and discussions now underway.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Trump supports the dialogue between U.S. officials and Hamas.
He believes is a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
Leavitt declined to provide details on the talks, but noted that there are American lives at stake. She also said Israel has been consulted about the direct engagement with Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. automakers getting a temporary reprieve from the 25% Trump tariffs, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
We spoke with the big three auto dealers. We are going to give a one-month exemption on any autos coming through USMCA. Reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd.
Some European leaders awakening to the reality of their countries having to shoulder more of the responsibility for their own defense. French President Macron sounding the alarm. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
This was a president seeking to make the French understand the unprecedented gravity of the current predicament. A continent, Europe, for the first time since World War II, obliged to fend for itself. He said he hoped the alliance with the US would survive, but the French and Europeans had to prepare to go it alone. This would mean reindustrialization in defense and the raising of huge amounts of money. How this might be done at the European level may become clearer in Brussels, but the president indicated that important and painful choices would also have to be made in France.
EU leaders are holding an emergency defense summit in Brussels. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 413 points. NASDAQ futures off 276. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Five.
Good Thursday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. Two early problems this morning. BW Parkway has a wreck in the left-hand lane southbound after Route 100 and heading south from Arundel Mills down to 175. Been a big backup there. Looks like it's just starting to maybe loosen up just a little bit. They had been in the left-hand lane, so we'll keep an eye on that, but that's a big backup already. There's a tractor-trailer involved with several other vehicles. I-95 southbound around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So anybody south from Mountain Road in Harford County, going south, limited lanes there. I can see traffic moving south at Joppa Road, so some traffic is getting by, but already a lot of equipment there. It's going to meet a backup on 95 south. We'll think about Route 40 as the detour later on. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds hanging around, but no rain today. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler, 50 the high this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow through the weekend. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 45 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 1 degree warmer at 46. Good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore police are investigating the deaths of two people in the Latrobe Homes community as possible murder-suicide. Officers were called to the 1,000 block of McClear Court around 8:20 Tuesday night. They found a man and a woman with gunshot wounds, both victims pronounced dead at the scene. Police identified the woman as 41-year-old Shakira Cooper. No other details have been released. Maryland Democrat Representative Kwesi Mfume and Virginia Congressman Gerald Connolly have introduced a resolution of inquiry into the Trump administration's federal workforce cuts. Mfume says Donald Trump and Elon Musk are destroying the country, and the Republican majority in Congress is sitting by idly while they do it. Anne Arundel County Police identifying two people who died in a shooting in Severn. It happened around 7 p.m. Tuesday. What's believed to be a targeted attack along the 8100 block of Mead Village Road. Police say 23-year-old Derek McDonald of Severn died at the scene. 28-year-old Mac Galloway III of Glen Burnie died at a hospital. Another man shot, taken to the hospital. Fourth person injured, possibly by a metal fragment. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 210. Your pick 4, 6359. And next, it's Steinmont Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of Audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the first spring injury that puts an Oriole in danger of missing opening day was reported yesterday. And it's shortstop Gunnar Henderson, diagnosed with a very mild intercostal strain in his ribs. His status, though, was unclear for opening day. Just wondering how a very mild strain 3 weeks out makes his status unclear. But that's a story to monitor. Orioles beat the Twins in Fort Myers 5-2 yesterday. Grayson Rodriguez allowed a run in 3 hits and 1 1/3. His velocity was down, according to the pitcher, and he said afterward that he felt sluggish. Ironically, he was out of the game before manager Brandon Hyde even got to the ballpark. There was a big accident on I-75. It closed down a couple of lanes outside the stadium. Hyde didn't get there until midway in the game. Pivotal tip-off last night from Maryland at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. Terps and the Wolverines. Maryland needed it to stay within the top four of the conference, and they got a huge game from Rodney Rice.
In the corner, it's Gillespie. Offensive rebound. Queen finds Rodney Rice for three.
Kevin Kugler had the call on BTN. Big night for Rice. 4 3-pointers, 19 points in all. Maryland wins their fourth in the last five on the road. 71-65 was the final. Caps and Rangers at the Mecca last night in Midtown Manhattan. Madison Square Garden tied with the Rangers. 2-2 in overtime.
Entry into the zone. Zibanejad. Carlson had Miller tied up. Now it's a 2-on-1 for Washington. Wilson and Strome. Strome with it. Wait. Wilson scores! Tom Wilson, the overtime winner for Washington.
Bob Wish using on the call on TNT. Who doesn't love Tom Wilson? Eighth goal in his last 10 games. Ovi hit the game-tying goal for number 885 in the career. And the Caps leave Midtown with a 3-2 win over the Rangers. Coming up at 6:35, things are getting real in the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't. morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, March 6, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliot.
Coming up on this hour, Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione's bill to detain criminal illegal aliens gets a hearing in Annapolis yesterday. We'll tell you how that went. Plus, we'll all take a look at the Trump cabinet visiting the border. But the top story here for you in this hour is that the House Judiciary Committee called to Capitol Hill yesterday sanctuary city mayors. Mayors like New York City's Eric Adams, Denver's Mike Johnston, also Brandon Johnson of Chicago, Michelle Wu of Boston. How Brandon Scott escaped is beyond me, but some maybe he does not consider that important in the scheme of things.
Don't anyway, tell him that.
Yeah, Jim Jordan delivered a scorching rebuke of Denver Mayor Mike Johnston over his city's reckless sanctuary policies that put American lives and federal law enforcement at risk.
Who's Abraham Gonzalez?
Thank you, Congressman. He is a individual that was released from the county jail on Friday in the city and county of Denver.
That's all you know about him?
I do know that he was facing charges that the
Venezuelan gang member arrested by Border Patrol on September 20th, 2023, released into the country by the Biden administration. A few months later, he's arrested in your city, charged with aggravated assault. On March 11th, 2024, he's charged with motor vehicle theft, stole a car. And then on March 20th, 2024, Mr. Gonzalez is charged with felony menacing. 6 days after that last charge, I send you a detainer, which includes an administrative warrant. Basically, it says if you're going to release this bad guy, this gang member who allegedly stole a car, menaced people, and assaulted people, give us a 48-hour heads up. Is that right? Does that refresh your memory?
I do know about the detainer request. I do know that we provided a notification of release.
What kind of notice did you give ICE when you released him?
We gave him notification. I'm not sure how long in advance
hour.
It was. I do know that there was
1 hour notice, and you released him 5 days ago, right? Why not give him more heads up?
One hour. So what happens is then ICE has to send six ICE agents there. Hmm? When they got there, they were assaulted by this guy who was on the parking lot. You'd think you'd hold him in a cell or hold him at least in cuffs until ICE gets there. No, they just let him out on the streets, on the parking lot. And he assaulted ICE agents, and they had to use tasers to subdue him. More on this incident and others from yesterday's hearing in a moment.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Just want to let you know the Bay Bridge is open this morning for a while. Yesterday, that was shut down because of the high winds. And looking at it live right here, as you're leaving Stevensville towards the other side at Sandy Point, no problems at all. All the lanes are open. The roadway completely dry now through there. That being said, we've had problems. BW Parkway southbound going towards Route 100. That wreck was in the left-hand lane. Of course, the parkway, only two lanes, so we're still limited lanes there as the cleanup is still underway. So we're backed up south of the airport cutoff going down towards Route 100. The other problem is a tractor trailer, maybe three other vehicles involved in this wreck. 95 southbound, Harford County, Baltimore County line. Just looked at the only camera that's working right now. It's an overhead camera at 95 at Mountain Road looking down onto the interstate. And I see the backup already on 95 south. People are taking the ramp from 95 onto Mountain Road. And then your options would be Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway, go down to White Marsh, and then come back over to 95. That's going to be there for a while. I think one of those vehicles in that wreck southbound was overturned. Baltimore County just pulled up at a wreck at Lock Raven Boulevard, top of the hill near the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be cloudy and breezy today, but the good news is it is going to be dry after those heavy downpours and gusty winds. Those storms that ripped through the area yesterday. High about 50 today. Overnight temps mid-30s. Tomorrow's sunny, 55. And then looks like the weekend's going to shape up to be pretty nice. Saturday's 52. A little warmer maybe on Sunday. Right now we're looking at, cloudy skies here to start the morning off. And we're 39 in Owings Mills, 41 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. Reacting to President Trump's speech in which he said America would get Greenland one way or the other. The Prime Minister of Greenland said yesterday that Greenland's not for sale. Trump sent him a song, "This Land is Greenland, soon to be my land." From California. Never mind. Republicans in Congress are pushing to replace Ben Franklin, the $100 bill, with the face of Donald Trump. Yeah. Trump says, while you're at it, can you put Biden on the penny?
Yeah.
See you. Octomom, remember her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Natalie Suleiman reveals she has been celibate for 25 years. She's, well, she's going this, after Chuck's record.
Yes. Well, gee, another 17 to go.
That's nice. That's nice. Check your text.
I know. I'm going to read them in just a second.
That's 45 years. Let me see that. Hey, you're about right.
After seeing Octomom pregnant with 8 babies, a lot of other men have decided they're going to be celibate as well. Can you imagine if Elon married Octomom?
Wow.
They could start their own elementary school.
Sure. Become their own state.
Right. South Carolina is set to execute a convicted murderer by firing squad tomorrow.
I love that part.
First execution by firing squad in 15 years. Beautiful. The condemned man will be offered a blindfold and a cigarette. But he really should turn down the cigarette. Those things can kill you, man.
Yes.
25% tariff on automobiles coming from Canada and Mexico has been paused for 1 month. But if you act now for a special White House to factory dealer incentive, hurry before the deals expire. Who knows what's going to happen there?
You remember when Curly and the Stooges got before a firing squad, and they said, "You have one last smoke." He pulled out a cigar that was about 3 feet long. And by the time he smoked it, the soldiers were all asleep.
That's right. That was a classic. Big concert and show down at the Ryman in Nashville, which is where the Grand Ole Opry used to be held. Did I tell you, I went to Nashville. Was that the Ryman?
You were in Nashville.
Yeah, that's right.
Went to visit the Ryman. Great place.
No
kidding. Acoustically, one of the best places you'll ever see a show.
Well, but you were actually there.
I was there.
Yeah. Wow.
I was there. But so was Ringo Starr last night with others, including Mickey Guyton and, of course, Sheryl Crow.
I don't ask for much.
He still sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
he sounds
about as lame as he did early on.
In this, he's 84.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, man.
He's 84, still touring, still singing, can still carry a tune. But I looked it up and just say, right now, who do you think is the oldest singer or rock band performing right now? Still performing.
Stones?
No.
No.
Mick Jagger's, what is he, 83?
Yeah, well, I guess you don't count Keith Richards because he's got to count the rings around his ankles like a
tree. Well, this is in his third life or whatever. Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie Valli is 90. 90 and still performing. In fact, he's got a show at Hackensack tomorrow night.
Boy, Chuck, if you hurry.
But I'm told that he doesn't really sing all that much. He does a lot of talking. You were telling me about Don McLean. He was doing that.
It was lame.
Yeah. So, anyway, we were having some issues overnight and early this morning based on the storms. We had problems at our transmitter site. We'd been on and off the air, and things get screwed up for whatever reason. So, at the first report for Chuck, he sounded what we call in the business hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that means he's a little loud.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps distorted.
Yeah. Again.
And so,
so why is that
Stay out of this bush. You're going to get sucked up in the whirlwind.
So I sent him a text saying, you're coming in hot. Check your levels. He says, not me. Check your sugar honey iced tea. It's defensive. Okay. And then he goes, thanks for calling me hot.
You see the last one I sent?
And I said, you look marvelous. And then he sent me a kissy face emoji.
Oh,
folks, I don't
yeah.
know if I can take this much more.
Wow. So, you guys get a room.
I tell you, that's just and the bullets. When the bullets are flying, you can always count on Chuck.
Yeah. Did I tell you a couple of years ago we went on a cruise? Chuck, you'll love this. We went on a cruise, and they had the guy who had written Happy Days theme song as the entertainment on one of the nights, and he was with us on the cruise for like three or four nights after that. His entire act was to sing the theme of Happy Days as if he were a number of different singers. He said, all right, here's the thing that happened. He's like Frank Sinatra would have done it. And he sang it and sounded just the same as before. And here it is, just the way that Nat King Cole would have done it. And it's just the whole act. And then he went around the ship for the next couple of days and went, hey, hey, with a double finger point.
That would get on my nerves. Oh, my God. The very next day.
That's when you put him in a little dinghy and put him over the side.
Exactly. A little dinghy.
Let him trail the boat. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Keep at least a good chance to win a four-pack of tickets to Maryland Home Garden and Craft Show coming up within minutes here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Tim writes.
Oops, Tim writes in. It says, check out the information about a new bill Democrats introduced Monday night. It'll charge 2 to 2.5% tax on service companies, just about all of them.
Yep.
Accounting, tax service, landscaping, mechanic. Yeah, we've been all over it all week, Tim. Thanks for the heads up, and we will be discussing that. It's coming up at the top of the 8 o'clock hour if you want to hear more from Matt Morgan, the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And this is just insidious because they did it the very last minute, and they did it after, and they did this knowing that they're going to try to ram this down our throats with very little opposition to it. So we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on in the show.
Make it harder and harder for business to do business. And, of course, business people being realistic, they'll just move. Boy, that's good for the consumer. 6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the BW Parkway on the shoulder now, and it looks a little better. Still backed up near Route 100, south of there, starting to improve a little bit. The wreck earlier was in the left-hand lane southbound as you were coming down through Arundel Mills and south of the airport cutoff. The other big problem now is this wreck tractor-trailer. Maybe three other vehicles involved, and we knew initially that one of those vehicles was overturned. 95 southbound, Harford County, Baltimore County line. A lot of activity there. See the ramp traffic getting off of 95 onto Mountain Road, and then they're going over to Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway to get through there. So you'll go down Route 40 to 95 or White Marsh Boulevard, and then over to 95 South. That's going to be a while to get through there, but right now there's more of a backup, and there's a lot of equipment at that scene on 95 South. Only a brief delay, and we're starting to fill in just a bit. Outer loop now, Liberty Road, with the normal buildups towards Route 41. West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCC. Wait a minute. Excuse me.
The receipt.
Well, I'm having trouble with
that. Not on my end. Check your stuff.
Hey, you're coming in a little hot.
Watch this. Okay.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Cloudy, breezy, but dry and a high of 50 right now. Cloudy, 41 in Annapolis. It is 41 in Parkville. We're talking about the Sanctuary City Mayor is getting grilled by Jim Jordan. And this is the Denver Mayor, Mike Johnston, with a Venezuelan gang leader he just released with 1 hour notice, put him in the parking lot, and then, it's your problem, Ice. You deal with it.
It's a simple question. You can release him in the parking lot, give ICE 1 hour notice, and they got to send six officers to arrest this guy. Or you can say, hey, what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold him. You come in and bring two officers in, and you turn him over there. Why not do it that way?
We have a city ordinance.
You know why you don't do it that way?
We have a city ordinance that governs...
Because you're a sanctuary city. This is the whole point.
No, sir, I disagree with you.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you why. If you talk about sanctuary as a definition of shielding people from law enforcement, we do not do that. What we do is provide services. In this context, what we did is we coordinated the release.
An officer got assaulted because of your policy, which says we're going to release him to, in your words, not mine, to the streets. They have to arrest him in the parking lot. They bring six officers. When they could have had one or two, just come in your facility, in the jail, and take the guy there. But you won't do it that way.
I've seen the video. I've reached out to ICE. I've offered to sit down and coordinate on strategies. If we need to make adjustments to what we do on releases, we'll do that. This is the first time in the 1,226 releases I've
heard of this. I read your written testimony last night. Four and a half pages. And you used the word safe, safer, or safety 13 times. Talking about my job is to protect the safety of the people in Denver. We prioritizing making sure everyone in our community is safe. That's a lie. Because it was not safer for the ICE agents who are part of your community. No way was it safer. The safest thing to do is to say, ICE, we got him in custody. Come here, we're releasing. We held him 345 days. We can't hold him a second longer. We can't wait for you to come inside the building. We got to let him go, so you have to arrest him in the parking lot. That is how stupid sanctuary policies are.
Yeah, and Jim Jordan just destroyed Denver Sanctuary Mayor in that brutal five-minute takedown. You should watch the whole thing. We edited it a little bit there. Byron Donalds tore into some Democrat mayors who appear not to know how much their cities are spending on illegal immigration, including Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. And she's the one that basically, there was a knife-wielding man the other day that was attacking people and was shot and killed by cops protecting people. And she
apologized to his family.
Exactly. This woman is, she is a nutcase, as she really is, but she's trying to pick a fight with Tom Homan. Good luck with that.
Let's talk about Tom Homan. Shame on him for lying about my city, for having the nerve to insult our police commissioner who has overseen the safest Boston's been in anyone's lifetime. Bring him here under oath, and let's ask him some questions. I am here to make sure that the city of Boston is safe. Others may want to bring hell. We are here to bring peace to cities everywhere.
And what these idiot mayors do not get is maybe your homicides are down, maybe your, whatever, stabbings are down. But when you release gangbangers like MS-13 and Tren de Aragua back into the community, somebody else is going to get hurt. Maybe not in your city, but as they pass through your city, they're going to get hurt in Massachusetts or elsewhere, up and down the in the country. There are no borders. Everyone is a border state now. And Ana Paulina Luna, the Florida congresswoman, basically after hearing all of this, said she had had enough and she was going to take action.
To me, after this line of questioning, it's very clear that these policies that you have all implicated are active and alive and well in your cities are in direct violation with U.S. Title 8, Code Subsection 1324, and is a federal offense. But you all speak about a broken immigration system, and yet here you guys are aiding and abetting in that entire process. I want to be very clear about something. Open border policies, which is something that you guys are talking about, hurts people on both sides, meaning the people that are coming here illegally and then American citizens as well. I do not think you guys are bad people, but I think that you are ideologically misled, which is why, unfortunately, based on your responses, I'm all going to be criminally referring you to the Department of Justice for investigation. And as soon as I leave here, these will be going over to Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's making criminal referrals to Pam Bondi, the attorney general. And, boy, she's got a lot on her desk between the Epstein files and the JFK, the RFK, the MLK. and the and everything else, of course, and the other investigations that's going on right now. A lot of criminal referrals heading her way. Hopefully, she will be able to get the job done along with Cash and Dan Bongino. But that's it. Sanctuary City mayors, they're in denial, and they're all talking about safety. They're concerned with the public safety. Well, not when you're letting gangbangers and people with murder convictions roam about your city. All right, coming up next, the Trump cabinet visits the border. Tell you the latest on that at 6:30. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Alameda County Police identifying two people who died in a shooting in Severn. Happened around 7 p.m. Tuesday. Was believed to be a targeted attack along the 8100 block of Mead Village Road. Police say 23-year-old Derek McDonald of Severn died at the scene. 28-year-old Mac Galloway III of Glen Burnie died at a hospital. Another man shot, taken to the hospital. A fourth person injured, possibly by a metal fragment. Investigators say the shooting may have stemmed from a dispute over a basketball game. Police still looking for suspects. Maryland's Anthony Brown and a coalition of 21 other attorneys general have secured a nationwide preliminary injunction preventing the Trump administration's medical research cuts. Brown says the federal ruling will save thousands of lives and jobs. He says seriously ill patients depend on federally funded clinical trials as their last hope for survival, and research institutions need the resources to discover treatments for deadly diseases. Baltimore City has announced two speed cameras. They're moving. New locations, folks, in the Jones Falls. New locations will be northbound at Smith and southbound at West North. Officials say those locations have been chosen because of the high incidence of speeding and accidents. Citations issued beginning Monday, March 24, 15-day grace period, and then after that, the fines will be levied. Aberdeen police have arrested two men on drug and gun charges. Darnell Mitchell and Ryan Carter were both taken into custody after police carried out a search warrant at a hotel in the 700 block of West Bel Air Avenue. Police say they recovered more than 2 ounces of suspected crack cocaine, fentanyl caps, about 40 grams of marijuana, a handgun, and nearly $7,000 in cash. Police say Mitchell faces felony drug charges. Carter faces felony drug and weapons charges. 6:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next 5 callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Pick 3, lottery number 210. Pick 4, 6359. And now at 633, traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big backup and a major delay on 95 southbound. I'm looking at the camera now, Route 24, which is exit 76. The wreck is down near the interchange there after Mountain Road at about the mile marker, about 71, maybe 72. Big delay stopped right here at Route 24. So if you're coming down from Bell Cab now or you're on Route 24, forget about 95. We need to get over to Pulaski Highway, start making the move down from there towards White Marsh Boulevard, eventually back to the Beltway. The wreck after Mountain Road involves a tractor trailer, several other vehicles. One of the vehicles was overturned, and you know there is equipment all over the roadway. The camera, Joppa Road, which is south of there, is showing some traffic moving, but it's not enough with all this interstate traffic basically stopped all the way back at the 76-mile marker. Still recovering and hurting a little bit from the earlier accident on the BW Parkway southbound near Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds hanging around, but no rain today. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler, 50 the high this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow through the weekend, 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles spring training took a turn for the worse yesterday with a couple of injuries that put players' availability for opening day in doubt. First, Gunnar Henderson, the shortstop, suffering a very mild intercostal strain in his side. The intercostal is a muscle that runs between the ribs. It expands and contracts the chest during breathing, so that's probably not good. And then free agent reliever Andrew Kittredge shut down yesterday with inflammation in his left knee. He underwent an MRI, and the Orioles will get quote-unquote multiple opinions. So that's probably not good. On the field, 5-2 win over the Twins yesterday. Grayson Rodriguez said he felt sluggish on the hill. Adley Rutschman with two more hits. He's batting .455 in the spring. And Heston Kerstad continues to make his case. Two more hits as well. Big news day in the NFL yesterday. Four-time Pro Bowl defensive end Max Crosby agreed to a three-year, $106.5 million contract, an extension with the Raiders. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Elsewhere, five-time Pro Bowl linebacker Joey Bosa released by the Chargers, saving $25 million against the cap. DK Metcalf has requested a trade from Seattle, and wide receiver Christian Kirk expected to be released by the Jaguars. That could be a good fit for the Ravens. A rare triple play last night for area sports fans. The Wizards beating the Jazz in D.C., and the Terps with a big win over Michigan in Ann Arbor, 71-65 the final. Rodney Rice with 19 points in the game, including 4 three-pointers. It's the fourth win in the last 5 on the road for the Terps, who close out their regular season Saturday against Northwestern. It'll be senior day. It'll be an honor day for Julian Reese. We'll have more on that for the Baltimore native. And then to the ice. Always an adventure at Madison Square Garden. Last night for the Caps, it was no exception.
Now the Capitals coming the other way. 2-on-1, Strome and Wilson into the zone. Strome down low, they score! It's Tom Wilson with the overtime game-winning goal. A tip from the side of the goal crease. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, New York.
Indeed, that was John Walton on the call on the Capitals radio network. The Caps beat the Rangers in overtime. 3-2 was the final big Metropolitan Division match. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Orioles fans are on a need-to-know basis.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I mean, this isn't necessarily a criticism of the Orioles because all the teams do it.
But
Jordan Westberg's been out for a week. We didn't know anything about it until yesterday. Apparently, it turns out he slept on a soft mattress in his Airbnb.
I hate that.
So does he have a back issue now?
He has a back issue. Yeah. He's supposed to be coming back. I mean, you know, Gunnar Henderson, when he made that leaping catch last week and he was out for a day, he was like, Brendan Hyde, it's no problem at all. You know, it's just a little tweak.
What's
his
injury?
An intercostal rib injury. So like every time he breathes.
The intercostal waterway.
Yeah, the waterway in Florida. Yeah. Exactly. Right. I mean, that's where they play in Florida. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so that's number two. And then Andrew Kittredge, you don't hear anything about that. And then all of a sudden, he's got to have an MRI with multiple opinions.
What do they think? This is the NHL?
Exactly.
The NHL is he's out with a lower body injury.
Right.
That's it. That's all you get.
That's right.
It could
exactly.
be anything.
You know, and the Ravens do it, and everybody everybody does it, okay?
Yeah, but it's spring training.
It's spring training, but I mean, the point is, like listen, we got to know stuff.
When you were out about a week ago,
yeah.
That's what we said. We said you were out with an upper.
It was an intracranial.
No, I thought you said I was out.
It was an intracranial sprain.
Yeah.
Well, I've had that for 63 years. Have you known that? I took this job.
I talked to your wife at dinner.
I took this job with an intercostal strain in my cranium.
Yeah, we'll put a little strain on you.
And you hired me.
That's right.
With that.
The announcer, John Walton. It's nice that old John Boy's got a job.
Good night, John Boy.
I love that thing.
With that little mole.
Right.
Yes. I love that thing.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:39. 21 minutes now for the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680.
Well, of course, the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, wanted to warn off Tom Homan because somehow now she has the upper hand. Homan says, don't worry about having the upper hand for me. Worry about the leaks that you people are allowing or propagating are putting ICE officers at rather specific risk.
Their job is already dangerous. I did that job. I know it's like to wear that badge and gun and go in a dangerous situation, but when they get a heads up, the bad people know we're coming. It's only a matter of time for officers to get ambushed, and we're going to be burying an officer because he leaks. We're taking the leaks serious. They will be fired, and they will be prosecuted. We're done with this. Done.
All right. Now, yesterday, J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, Department of Defense, and Tulsi Gabbard were all down at the border to say, first of all, hey, you got more money coming your way. And Vance said that Biden's record on the border was horrific, and that's been turned around 180 degrees.
Because of what Joe Biden did at the southern border for 4 years, we had record increases in migrant crime, in fentanyl deaths, and in just floods and floods of people who shouldn't be in our country who came into the United States of America. We also have a number of ways in which the cartels became more advanced, better war fighters, because Joe Biden opened up the American southern border and allowed the cartels to turn it into their playground.
Yeah, they have turned it into their playground. What's happened since then, though, since Donald Trump has been elected, is things have turned around. You have people coming across the border. That's down by 98%. However, the risk from the cartels, now that they've stepped up their game, means the U.S. military has to be involved in bringing them to heel. They're using some pretty high-tech stuff south of the border. Of course, we have the way to counter them, so says Pete Hegseth.
From the Defense Department, we've watched for a couple of decades other people's borders being secured while ours was open for an invasion of drugs and of violence and of chaos for American communities. That stops under President Trump, and the Defense Department has assets that we can bring to bear, not just troops, not just surveillance, not just equipment, but actual planning and capabilities that enhance what Border Patrol is already doing.
Yeah, my understanding as well is they do have the technology, Sean, to bring down drones.
They do.
They can interfere with them. And that, of course, is a technology that they should be employing on the border.
It just begs the question, when you look at the 94-95% reduction in border crossings and encounters, those are the ones where they actually encounter a Border Patrol agent, not the gotaways. But again, we have to finish that wall. That's the next thing. But as we said from day one, this was being done intentionally.
Yeah.
No one could be that incompetent. I don't think Joe Biden or whoever was running calling the shots, it was incompetence. It was intentional. It was intentional to change the demographics of this country. That is, the Democrats were worried they were going to lose their power base. And this is the way they were going to fix it. And it did not work out for them, thank God. And now in just about a month's time, Donald Trump has secured the southern border and hopefully the northern border as well.
Yeah, that's what Hegseth said. Is when he's asked, how is the Trump policy going? He said it's going swimmingly, actually. More from Hegseth and, of course, Tulsi Gabbard. No, that was not a Rio Grande pun.
It certainly sounded like one.
It could have been, perhaps. Somebody more clever than I might have done that.
Maybe next time, Canoe do better.
Canoe do better? I'm just kind of paddling away here, Chuck. Yeah. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the food monster, Chuck Whitaker.
You start that, I get flashbacks of the afternoon. 4 to 7 or 4 to 6, whatever.
4 to 7
was.
Yeah, 4 to 7.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. 95 south. Ooh, big trouble here. If you're coming down from the Harford County line, even down from the area around the Tidings Bridge this morning, you're going to be backed up before Route 24, which is the 76 mile marker. It's beginning to move a little better, but we had a big wreck all the way down at the Harford Rutherford County and the Baltimore County line. That's a long way from here. Tractor trailer was involved. One of the vehicles was overturned. It's just now starting to move a little better right here at Route 24. Could indicate that they have all the lanes back open, but we're going to have to watch out for that. In the meantime, there's a lot of traffic on Pulaski Highway. The northbound traffic, by the way, on 95 right here at the 76-mile marker, you're slowing because they're doing construction during rush hour on the northbound side of I-95. You know what I say all the time, so we just won't go into that.
You like it a lot.
I know. It's just wonderful. It's the stupidest damn thing I've ever seen.
Gives you show content.
Southbound BW Parkway, still slow. Had a wreck earlier. It's still backed up a little bit near Route 100 as you're going south on 295. The winds are a problem for the high-profile vehicles, but no restrictions right now for the traffic on the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says cloudy, breezy as we get this front that moved through here yesterday afternoon and evening and get rid of it. And it'll dry out, 50 today. And then the weekend shaping up pretty nice. Sunny for Friday, 55. Sunny and 52 on Saturday and about 50 or so on Sunday as well under sunny skies. Right now, cloudy, 41 in Columbia, and it is 41 in Forest Hill. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. Well,
love that commercial.
Remember when, what's her name, Clarapella with Wendy's?
Yeah,
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
In this case, where's the chicken? A couple of videos of frozen chicken nuggets from Walmart's Great Value brand are trending because they were all empty. No chicken, just the breading. A mom in Jacksonville posted cutting through many of the nuggets. None had chicken. Here's another man who pulled many apart to show nothing inside.
Wow. Walmart, y'all dead wrong. Look at this. Y'all forgot to put the meat in the nuggets, Walmart. None of them got meat on them. Count your days, Walmart. Count your days. You supposed to be nuggets.
Walmart says they're working closely with their suppliers to resolve the issue. And we're not sure which is worse, no meat in the Walmart chicken nuggets or the new Taco Bell crispy chicken nuggets.
So these are Taco Bell's new crispy chicken nuggets. What are we thinking? Anyone?
Juicy.
I really like it.
Yeah, abomination. Oh. I laughed because I thought it was a joke.
Don't be a nugget of Nelly. Everyone loves Taco Bell's new crispy chicken nuggets. Even the person we paid not to.
Nuggative. Don't be nuggative.
Don't be a nuggative. Rising egg prices in the U.S. have sparked the new trend, renting chickens.
Yeah.
Something that Chuck specialized in years ago, before egg prices were a thing.
Yeah.
Chuck would...
So he was renting chicks. It's a little different.
Wait a minute. That's a typo. Anyway, apparently, the service provides hens, feed, and support for 6 months, allowing you to collect fresh eggs at home for about $600. Two hens can produce a dozen eggs per week. Bruce, we'll let you do the math on that.
Yeah.
How long it will take you to break even?
Let's say
$10 a dozen.
$10 a dozen. And how long does it take to break even? Well, for me, just the delight of watching all the foxes who are in the woods behind our home eat all the chickens. That would take about a day.
Well, you have to put some wire fencing.
Hey, don't just sit around and pull it.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Blue Diamond Almonds. Blue Diamond Almonds gets spicy with Mike's Hot Honey. So you get a little sweet and spicy with the latest flavor for Blue Diamond Almonds, if you're an almonds person.
Is he farming out his wife?
And finally, Shake Shack. New York-based fast casual restaurant coming to Pikesville. Oh. The eatery will be located in the Festival at Woodholm, right up the street from our studios.
Yeah, there you go.
In the 1800 block of Reisterstown Road. So that's Shake Shack, folks. Coming to Pikesville.
They're groveling for a bag full of stuff.
Well,
yeah. Hey, I mean, we learned from Chuck.
We sent our sales department up there, but apparently they were closed.
The sales department?
But the sales department was closed.
Okay.
Postponed on the counter rate.
Yes.
When will they open?
They got rained out.
Well, they're all a bunch of mutters, so there you go.
All right, Chuck, I'll see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680.
Still on the border.
Yes, Talk Radio 680. WCBM is our telephone number. On the border, one more from Pete Hegseth and a couple from Tulsi Gabbard, if we could. Hegseth says, when asked about how the Trump policy is going and turning around the flood of illegals that came in the last 4 years.
98% drop in crossings on the southern border. We're not yet at 100% operational control, but we are on our way because that is the mandate that the president has given us. So more resources are coming to this border. We are dedicated to securing it.
Yeah, and indeed, it will be secure. That extra 2%, I'm quite sure they'll get there, or virtually there. You know, if you get a 99.8%, then they're going to be an occasional individual who does sneak in, but it's going to be much, much tougher, particularly once the wall is finished up. Tulsi Gabbard, down at the border, says, as DNI, she has concerns about some of the people who are coming across.
What you're seeing here today and what you'll continue to see is a unified effort across President Trump's national security team, the Department of Homeland Security, towards our mission, which is to ensure a safe, free, and prosperous society for Americans.
Now, she talked about one group of individuals. Now, you have to listen to this. One group of individuals the Biden administration let in and then only took a few of them into custody. And these folks are not nice people.
From Central Asia, there were over 4,000 people who came across our borders using an ISIS-affiliated network. Our National Counterterrorism Center went through and identified those individuals. There were hundreds of them who were either known terrorists or associated with known terrorists. That information was provided to the Biden administration. You may remember in some of the news, a little over 100 of those people were arrested.
A little over 100 were arrested, right? 4,000, a little over 100 were arrested. But wait, the numbers get grimmer.
Only 8 were either deported or remained in custody.
8! Out of 4,000.
The rest of them were released back into our country. Where are they? What are they doing? What may they be plotting? This is just the beginning. There are many, many areas that we need to stay very focused on, working with Department of Homeland Security, working with the FBI, to ensure that we're keeping the American people safe.
I'm surprised. It's shocked it was that many. All right, 6:51. Yeah. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel. But if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over 4 decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Joe emails in. He said that born chicks lay their first egg at around 4.5 months. So if you start right now in July, you can have about a dozen eggs. There you go. And plus, of course, chances are somebody's going to get hungry before then, but eat the chicken itself. That was sewed up a bit.
Do you eat the chicken before it lays the egg?
No. No.
Well, you just said people are going to get hungry, going to eat the chicks.
Well, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're not supposed to, though.
Yeah. A couple of Cornish hens.
Bruce?
Yes, Chuck.
You laid your first egg December 1st, 1976.
Yes. 6:53.
Downhill sensei.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
The 95 run is a little better. It looks like to me with the camera down at Joppa Road, which is south of the accident scene after Mountain Road. There's a lot of traffic moving there now, so that pace has picked up. And also the pace here at Route 24 has gotten a little better. So I have to ride this thing out. It's a long delay yet coming down from Bell Camp, going through Route 24 to Mountain Road, and eventually down towards White Marsh Boulevard. Tractor trailer, three other vehicles were involved. So there's going to be a lot of traffic on Route 40 and Philadelphia Road trying to get down to White Marsh. That was the big detour route through there. Eventually, all of this will show up southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Right now, 95 is not bad. 895 is already slow back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather channel says cloudy, breezy, but a dry day today, 50. Right now, cloudy, 42 in Millersville, 43 in Dundalk. So, as the Sanctuary City mayors got grilled yesterday, we know that there are probably about 12 to 13 sanctuary jurisdictions here in Maryland.
Yep.
But they won't officially call themselves sanctuary jurisdictions because they don't want to lose federal funding. See, they're trying to thread the needle here. They're trying to play the game.
Welcoming community.
Exactly. We're going to be a sanctuary, unofficial sanctuary city or sanctuary jurisdiction, like Howard County and PG County, Montgomery County, and a few other areas as well, including Baltimore City. Anyway, a bill has been introduced by Delegate Nino Mangione to detain criminal illegal aliens for federal agents like ICE. And that got a hearing yesterday in Annapolis. Here's Delegate Gillega testifying.
And people with previous convictions for murder, six, carjacking, rape.
Oh, nice stuff, right?
Yeah, nice.
A murder, of course, rape, carjackings, etc. And Gillega says these are not your average, everyday, illegal immigrants.
One of them is convicted of raping a child. A 12-year-old in front of a 3-year-old. We're not talking about ordinary immigrants seeking a better way of life. We're talking about criminals who've already victimized members of our communities, criminals who should no longer be allowed to walk free in our country.
So, that's Governor Moore, and for the Senate President Bill Ferguson, for Speaker Jones, et al. In Annapolis, raping a 3-year-old child and having these kind of people in our state is really just a wonderful thing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's just really
so glad,
really good that you're leaving no one behind here. Is Delegate Jesse Pippi on these jurisdictions?
We've had certain jurisdictions throughout the state that have, for some reason, just refused to cooperate.
Because they're Democrats. They're run by Democrats. There's no, for some reason, that is the reason. You're being run by progressive Marxist Democrats. And a guy over at the Maryland Bar Association, Jonathan Green, he's trying to throw water on this thing because he says this bill ain't going to work here in the state of Maryland.
As drafted, it cannot work. The bill as drafted starts to create immigration enforcement responsibilities for the state of Maryland, which don't match with federal law. So we think that the federal government should carry out its immigration functions, and the state of Maryland should carry out its criminal law enforcement functions.
Well, what happens when it comes to violating drug laws? I mean, we have the feds come in all the time. We have the feds come in from the ATFE, from the DEA. There's all sorts of examples and precedents of working with the feds, except on this issue. So I think Delegate Mangione pretty much sums up what that was all about.
Be a horrible excuse. Why are our law enforcement agencies not working with the federal government to keep violent criminals off our street?
Because that means that they'd all have to go. And then they couldn't become good little registered Democrats and vote the Democrats back in power for decades to come.
Yeah.
That's the reason why. And I wish more people would just come right out and say it.
Yep.
It is 6:58, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
For those of you who are feeling just a little bit tired nowadays, look if you're looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age, we got it for you. It's time to try Rescue Oracine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular functions, helping you feel your very best every day. Right now, radio listeners, WCBM listeners, can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Oracine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last long, so please go to rescue.com, res-q.com today, and use the code MYENERGY, M-Y-E-N-E-R-G-Y, to grab Rescue Oracine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Coming up next, a ugly, sordid mess at MSNBC. We got our MAGA update, and Maryland Democrats want to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A bit of breathing room for U.S. automakers. President Trump is granting them a temporary exemption from his steep tariffs.
A day after slapping 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, the president is delaying the levies on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis for 1 month. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president spoke with leaders of the big three automakers.
They requested the call, they made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
She said the president's reciprocal tariffs on imports are still scheduled to take effect in April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Playing with fire, Hamas brushing aside President Trump's threat that it will be wiped out if it fails to release all of the hostages it's holding and does so immediately. And that includes the bodies of those who were murdered by the terrorists. The president writes on Truth Social, "This is your last warning," but Hamas says it will only release the captives in exchange for a lasting Gaza ceasefire. It seems that one of the president's priorities, reasserting American influence over the Panama Canal, is starting to bear fruit. BlackRock says it will buy two ports at either end of the strategic U.S.-built waterway.
The ports are currently under Chinese ownership via a Hong Kong firm, and due to security reasons, President Trump wants to regain control of the canal. BlackRock and a group of investors will pay $22.8 billion for the ports. They're also buying controlling interest in dozens of other ports around the world.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. The powerful storm that left at least three people dead in Mississippi is on the move, bringing blizzard conditions to Nebraska and parts of southern Minnesota. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures are down 343 points. NASDAQ futures off 246, and the S&P futures are down 56 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
703- Right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
We still have delays, thank you, Bruce. Still have delays 95 South. The wreck is after Mountain Road at Route 152. It's down near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Tractor trailer, three vehicles were involved, one of which was overturned. The cleanup is still underway. Still see traffic south of there at Joppa Road down through White Marsh. So some of the lanes are open, but it's really impacting the interstate. The backup is still well back beyond Route 24, so that's a very long delay, and that means there's heavy traffic detouring over onto Route 40 on Pulaski Highway and eventually down through the area towards White Marsh and then back over to the interstate. So we'll keep an eye on it, but it's not going away anytime soon. Beltway now with the normal delays. JFX is still clear. There is some backing and slowing. A lot of this traffic has still not yet gotten to Fort McHenry Tunnel, but it's not going to take long. And then the heavy traffic is already there on 895 south of the Urban Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds hanging around, but no rain today. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler. 50 the high this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow through the weekend. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Carrie Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 44 degrees. Ellicott City has 42. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City has announced two speed cameras. They're moving to different locations on the JFX. The new locations will be northbound at Smith Avenue and southbound at West North Avenue. Officials say those locations have been chosen because of the high incidence of speeding and accidents. Citations will be issued beginning Monday, March 24th. There will be a 15-day grace period, and then fines will be issued. Drivers who exceed the posted speed limit by 12 miles or more per hour will receive a citation by mail. A fine for an automated speed citation is $40. Aberdeen police arrested two men on drug and gun charges, Darnell Mitchell and Ryad Carter, taken into custody after police carried out a search warrant at the hotel at 700 block of West Bel Air Avenue. Police say they recovered more than 2 ounces of suspected crack cocaine, fentanyl caps, about 40 grams of marijuana, a handgun, and nearly $7,000 in cash. Police say Mitchell faces felony drug charges, Carter faces felony drug charges and weapons charges. Baltimore County Police say they've questioned several people in connection with that deadly shooting near Lansdowne High School. So far, no arrests have been made. 16-year-old boy shot at a shopping center across the street on Tuesday. He ran to the school grounds where he was then shot several more times, taken to a hospital where he died. Though homicide charges have yet to be filed, police are calling this an active investigation. 706, pick 3 lottery, 210, pick 4, 6359, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Massethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles news from Sarasota yesterday wasn't so good. Two-player status for opening day now in doubt. The headliner, Gunnar Henderson, with an intercostal strain. It's not a waterway. It's a muscle in the ribs that helps you breathe, so that's important. And reliever Andrew Kittredge with inflammation in his left knee. He is shut down for the foreseeable future. NFL news, the big ones, of course. Max Crosby getting the big contract extension from Vegas, and Joey Bosa getting cut from the L.A. Chargers. But here's the big news for Baltimore. Multiple outlets reporting that wide receiver Christian Kirk is expected to be released by the Jags. He'd be a good fit for Baltimore because of this from Eric DaCosta.
You guys know the Ravens. Right player, right price. We don't have a lot of cap room.
Ravens need receivers. Kirk fits the bill. He'd be good right behind Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman. Maryland basketball last night went to Ann Arbor to take on the Maize and Blue and left the crowd in a funk.
Gillespie dropping to Geronimo. And a one-hand flush with a flurry.
perish.
Kevin Kugler with the call on BTN. Look out below. Jordan Geronimo with a couple of key buckets off the bench. And Rodney Rice led the way with 19 Maryland wins on the road. 71-65 the final. It'll be Senior Day in College Park Saturday with Northwestern in town. It'll be the final regular season game for Julian Reese, Baltimore's own from St. Francis Academy. Coming up at 7:35, the Grade 8 now is just 9 away from 99. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. CBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Chuck Schumer dodges on what should happen to Al Green, and Harris says he should be censured. Maryland Democrats want to raise minimum wage now to $20 an hour in this state, but here's your top story about that mess over at MSNBC.
I'll tell you, sometimes people, I guess they reflect their surroundings, and maybe that's the case, but of course those individuals we're talking about are the ones who are creating the surroundings over at MSNBC. Rachel Maddow, Nicole Wallace, I mean, following the speech given by President Trump, they both went off the rails, one worse than the other, although it's kind of hard to quantify. Rachel Maddow decided to take the tack of, how dare he talk about this? Because you can't have this president talking about a kid without figuring somehow the president's manipulating the situation to his benefit. Why? Because orange man bad.
For the record, and this is disgusting, the president made a spectacle out of praising a young man who thus far survived pediatric cancer, as if the president had something to do with that. This was in the midst of him praising Doge.
All right. So
she's sharing channels now?
Well, there's chatter in the background. They were still at the speech. They were, you know, in the comment room afterwards. So, in other words, if you say something nice about young DJ, 13 years old, brain cancer survivor, multiple surgeries, 13, I think, surgeries so far. I mean, it's a substantial number. Then somehow you must be trying to manipulate this as if you actually did the surgeries yourself. You did the diagnosis, you did the surgeries, and if not for you, this kid wouldn't be around. That's what she's contending that Donald Trump was doing. That's idiocy. I mean, that's absolute idiocy. Of course, you want to be able to celebrate this marvelous, warm, touching event. This is a little DJ. He just wanted to be a police officer. So they made him a member of the Secret Service there. And watching his face as that happens, just wonderful to see. Of course, then Rachel Maddow, she was eclipsed by Nicole Wallace, who used to actually have a brain. I have no idea what the hell happened.
I would like some evidence of that.
Well, anyway, she worked as communications director for Bush the Senior.
That doesn't mean she had a brain.
Well, she was employed.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she was employable.
Let's lower the bar a little bit.
Yeah, lower bar a whole lot.
She's the one that absolutely threw Sarah Palin under the bus. She's unforgivable.
Yeah, and this is how she handled Trump's conversation last night. I'm ready for this, folks. Hope you're sitting down.
I hope he lives the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the six who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
I'm sorry. That is so far out of bounds.
She's a psycho.
That is so far out of bounds.
I think that's the requirements to work there now. You have to be unhinged or on the verge of a psychotic episode to be hired at MSDNC.
What a horrible twisted way of looking at, again, what was really a warm, wonderful, loving event in the middle of the speech. Horrible. That, folks, is MSNBC. So if you have friends or family who watch MSNBC, then I got to tell you, it's...
If I was her boss, I would have walked into her and said, I think you need a vacation.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you need to take a few days off and reflect on what you just said to a national television audience.
I think I would have a public display of, you have a couple of weeks off. We'll see you in 2 weeks from Monday, but we don't want to see you between now and then. And think about what just happened. Think about whether that was appropriate. It's the very least that could have happened. The best, of course, would have been, hey, you're fired. 7:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Does that mean I can get a job there?
Absolutely.
Requirements.
You're twisted.
Yes. You're Chuck in the Box.
Thank you. That would be interesting. I have a nice point of view on those things, Mr. Casey.
I'd like to see you on The View.
Oh.
Going up against Joy, Whoopi, Sonny, et al.
Yeah.
Well,
the thought of you on Whoopi Goldberg is something that I won't sleep well now.
There's no more comment on that, Mr. Elliott,
No. Or
Mr. Casey. Northbound 95 in Hartford County is slowing. There's construction, believe it or not. They work during rush hour. Northbound 95, 76-mile marker. That's north of Route 24. The backup, at least southbound on 95 at Route 24 now, is gone. So we're trying to make some improvements from a big wreck early this morning, right at 6 o'clock. Southbound at the Hartford County-Baltimore County line. Still some slowing. Still going to be backed up near Mountain Road, but we're making progress. There's a lot of traffic over on Pulaski Highway trying to get down to White Marsh Boulevard and eventually come back over to 95. Now we're seeing the normal delays on the Beltway. JFX is still clear. The backups, and again, all this traffic on 95 will eventually go south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both of those tunnels are backed up already. Nothing major through Annapolis. The gusty winds are only there causing maybe a potential problem for the high-profile vehicles, but there are no restrictions, and the bridge is open both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says, after a stormy, ugly, nasty day yesterday, cloudy and breezy today, dry and 50, warming up. Pretty nice weekend in store for us. Cloudy 40 in Reisterstown, 41 in Stevensville. Time, once again, for our Mega Movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Liberation Day indeed, and as we just heard, Nicole Wallace with an actually very ugly comment about a cancer patient, DJ Daniel, who was honored to become an honorary Secret Service agent at the Trump speech before the joint session of Congress the other night, being held up by a Secret Service, Sean Curran, who's going to be the Secret Service director. DJ Daniel was interviewed by Natalie Winters of the War Room just outside the White House yesterday, and he had a message for some, including Democrats.
Can I call you officer or agent, DJ Daniel, all of the above?
It really don't matter to me. I love women, so I don't care.
That's amazing. DJ Daniel, I want to ask you, first and foremost, do you love President Trump, and are you so excited to be here on the White House grounds?
Obviously, because I gave him a great note that says Donald Trump is the best president of the United States, of America.
And why do you feel that way?
Because honestly, I wanted to see Donald Trump in real life, and now it's actually came true. And to my friends, I know one of my friends told me to say this to Donald Trump, but I didn't say it to him. So good luck, buddy.
And last thing, because we know you got to bounce. What would your one piece of advice for the Secret Service be?
Please stop being mean to President Trump, because if I see you being mean to him, I'm coming after you.
I love that. I think you need to become the director of the Secret Service. DJ, it is such an honor to have met you.
Hold up, I got one more thing to say.
He has one more thing to say. I won't interrupt you.
If you're a Democrat, sure, and you're being mean to President Trump, I'm on your bumper.
DJ Daniel. Elon Musk, Doge, you know, of course. Trump read the list the other day of the funding to USAID, the transgender mice, which CNN tried to fact check them on, and they got blown out of the water on that one. And then, of course, we now find out there are millions of credit cards that have been issued to federal employees, all with a limit of $10,000 on them. And they have been abused to no end. A lot of them have been canceled. But listen, this is typical of the black hole called the United States government. It has to do with a $12 million appropriation for a submarine by Maine's Susan Collins.
The federal government is not break even. It's literally losing $2 trillion a year. And it does not pass its audits. It fails its own audits. So, like, you know, there's a case where, like, I think Senator Collins was telling me about how she gave the Navy $12 billion for more submarines, got no extra submarines, and then held a hearing to say where'd the $12 billion go, and they were like, we don't know. That was it.
No idea.
I mean, basically, the stuff is so crazy. Only the federal government could get away with this level of waste. It's mostly waste. It's mostly not fraud. It's mostly waste. It's mostly just ridiculous things happening.
Because they've been able to do it this way for so long. They've become accustomed to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Milton Friedman said, like, money is most poorly spent when you're spending someone else's money on people you don't know.
Yeah, bingo. That was on the Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
$12 billion, I said million. Billion with a B for four submarines. They didn't get the four submarines, and they have no idea where the $12 billion went. That's on Susan Collins. That was at her.
How can you run a shop like that?
Yeah, you can't. And that's what we're finding out now. Trump the other night talked about the Panama Canal, talked about reclaiming it.
The Panama Canal was built by Americans for Americans, not for others. But others could use it. But it was built at tremendous cost of American blood and treasure. 38,000 workers died.
Yeah, and he talked about reclaiming the Panama. That means taking it back, folks. And already I think they sold parts of it to BlackRock. They privatized it, which is a U.S. company. Mm-hmm. And so that has begun. It's not going to take it by force. We're going to take it financially. We're going to overtake it financially.
Yeah.
And we'll be the ones in charge of it, not the CCP. And that's how it went, day 44, the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, joining us from the law office of Michael Lee Friedman, Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well today.
Doing well. Thank you.
All right. So this morning, this is going to be a two-part series. This morning, I'm going to talk about this automobile accident that I recently settled. Just a horrific accident. So I'm going to talk about the facts this week, and then when I'm on next, I'm going to talk about the litigation. So here are the facts of this one. My client, 60 years of age, she was leaving her boyfriend's home in Cecil County, traveling on I-95 southbound. She's in the slow lane. It's late at night, and she's approaching the White Marsh area in Baltimore County. She's going under the posted speed limit. Next thing she knows, she smashes into a vehicle that's actually parked in the slow lane of I-95 southbound. Again, it's pouring rain and dark. So she hits the vehicle. Then a tractor trailer smashes her in the rear. She is hit so hard that her engine actually ejects from her car and goes into the other lane. Another tractor trailer smashes into that engine and flips over. It's a chain reaction, just a horrific scene. And witnesses get out of their cars. They go to my client's car, and they actually tell firefighters they think that my client is dead. Miraculously, she survived. They extricate her from the vehicle. They take her to shock trauma, and she's suffering from just numerous injuries. She had a lacerated liver, fractured femur, a broken arm. I mean, just on and on and on. And I was able to obtain the body cam from both the Baltimore County Police and Maryland State Police, which just shows unbelievable destruction in the roadway. So I hired an accident reconstructionist off the bat who did a very thorough investigation, as he always does. And the investigation revealed that a service truck was actually on the scene attempting to jumpstart a tractor trailer. Apparently, the service truck was in front of the tractor trailer for a period of time and then parked in the actual slow lane of I-95 in the dark when it's pouring rain. Just ridiculous. There were no signs or no cones or anything like that. So after my client's rehabilitation, she spent a week in the hospital, months and months in physical therapy. We had hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. We sent them into the service truck's insurance company, and they denied responsibility for the accident, saying that my client was contributory negligent, which was absolutely ridiculous. So then we filed suit. So I'll take it from that point next time we talk. Folks, if you've been in any type of accident, give us a call, 410-363-6848. And don't forget about our new auto accident checklist cards. We have them for you for free. Give us a call or go onto our website, maflaw.com, and get them. Hope everybody has a safe week. Hopefully the temperatures are going to be rising. Enjoy it. Be safe, Sean, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday at our regular time.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. And the law is Michael Lee Friedman. Check him out, maflaw.com.
7:23 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just took a little tour around the Beltway. Typical ride, 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. And then once we clear Frederick Road, we're good down the hill towards 95. The inner loop at Greenspring now is slowing. That's over to the JFX. And then the Parkville side has been slow with the normal heavy traffic now beginning right after Bel Air Road. It's really more close to the area around Hartford Road then to Providence Road. So you get this now, all this backup on 95 because of that wreck at the Hartford County, Baltimore County line keeps all that traffic back there. So we can't quite get the normal delays now to both the Harbor Tunnels. So we get a little bit of a break. 95 and 895 have some delays because we're still backed up in Hartford County on 95 South. Once they get all that open, which may be a while because the tractor trailer was involved, eventually we'll see those big delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX last check, still clear and good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
And your Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, breezy, and dry today with a high of 50. And right now, of course, it's going to get better Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But again, especially if the weather yesterday, we'll take it, right? It's cloudy and 40 in Owings Mills, 42 in Bel Air. Let's go to Joey in Edgewood.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, good morning. Your statements about Susan Collins and the submarine, I think you guys are just wrong there.
How so?
Congress people don't individually just hand out checks of money to people to build submarines. Like, the federal government hands out contracts. Congress appropriates funds for things to be purchased. I don't think that she just writes checks. Please correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never heard of anything.
Well,
like
hey,
that.
First off, Joey, we never said she
write checks
hey,
in Maryland?
Come up for air, Joey. We said we never said that she wrote the check. What we said, as the Elon Musk who was monitoring this deal, she was crucial, integral in getting funding, $12 billion to build four submarines. She was sponsoring that appropriations, okay? It wasn't her check. It was our check, actually, she helped to write. And $12 billion, no subs, no money. I think that would be the thing that you're incensed about, but no, you're...
No. That does get me very upset.
Okay, so we're agreement on that, but I never said she wrote the check.
When you say it's on her, it's like you're blaming her.
Well, when she's... Well, here's the thing. If she was integral in getting the appropriation, don't you think she'd follow through? Hey, where are my submarines?
This is true, but she did follow through and ask where the submarines are, right?
Okay, so where's the money? The submarines were never built, so where's the money then?
I agree with you there. Where is okay. the money?
All
Where's
right.
all the money that the Department of Defense has lost? Like, I actually work for a company that makes parts that the military uses, and I can tell you, like, they lose a lot of money.
They do.
And that's right here in the state of Maryland. So it's our Congress people, too, then, that I'm sure have been part of appropriating these funds.
Absolutely. In this particular case, it was her appropriation that we can't find the money for, but I'm sure you can multiply that by 535 around the Congress.
I don't think I disagree with you, because I'm absolutely... That's the thing that upsets me the most. is the huge losses, all the missing money in the Department of Defense.
Joy, can I say with some accuracy then that you actually have the money? You've hidden it under a mattress? That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
All right, we'll end with a chuckle. Joey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that and for your input.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, a guy with a good sense of humor. Good to hear. Well, you heard Nicole Wallace, you heard Rachel Maddow both going off the deep end. They were not the only individuals in the swamp media who decided to behave very badly following the Trump speech.
MSNBC's Nicole Wallace disgustingly looped in a 13-year-old boy with brain cancer into an attack on the president over January 6th. And CNN's first chyron out of the speech called it divisive. President Trump wasn't divisive. The Democrats were. And CNN was proven wrong by their own viewers, 69% of whom, in a post-speech poll, said they had a positive reaction to the president's speech.
Now, one of the things I find interesting about that is CNN ran the poll. In other words, 7 out of 10 viewers of CNN say that they had a very positive reaction to the speech, which means that when you take a look at what Nicole Wallace and what Rachel Maddow are saying over at MSNBC, well, they have the same general audience base, and even their audience base isn't buying what they're selling.
Yeah, 76% in the CBS YouGov poll approved. Yeah, 63% said that Trump spent on issues that they cared about. And again, this was an incredible poll on polling numbers for Trump. And the Democrats is the reason why they look so glum and despondent.
You know, one of the observations that I have coming out of that speech, Sean, is if one asks, is now the Democrats are trying to figure out who should be the party leader, who's determining what the Democrat Party does, I can tell you who is determining what the Democrat Party does, Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I mean, he's determining what they do. All they are is reactive.
Well, even Britt Hume, who was really kind of a never-Trumper, referred to him the other day as a political colossus.
Yep.
7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Bruce.
Thanks. Sean Baltimore County Police say they have questioned several people in connection with that shooting that took place near Lansdowne High School. No arrests have been made. 16-year-old boy was shot at a shopping center across the street from Lansdowne High School on Tuesday. He ran to the school grounds where he was shot several more times, taken to a hospital where he died. Though homicide charges have yet to be filed, police are calling this an active investigation. Baltimore County will be holding its first ever County Connect pop-up career fair today. The event will feature 16 county departments hiring for positions in public safety, health and human services, economic development, recreation, administration, and more. Attendees will also have an opportunity to engage with hiring managers from each department. So if you are looking, here's your opportunity. This is going to be taking place at the Armory on Washington Avenue in Towson. Baltimore police investigating the deaths of two people in the Latrobe's home community as a possible murder-suicide. Officers called to the 1,000 block of McClear Court at around 8:20 Tuesday night. They found a man and a woman, gunshot wounds, both victims pronounced dead at the scene. Police have identified the woman as 41-year-old Shakira Cooper. Maryland Democrat Representative Kwesi Mfume and Virginia Congressman Gerald Connolly have introduced a resolution of inquiry into the Trump administration's federal workforce cuts. Mfume says Donald Trump and Elon Musk are destroying the country, and the Republican majority in Congress is sitting by idly while they do it. He and Connolly are calling for an investigation of what they say are efforts to embed political loyalists into the federal government who are willing to turn a blind eye to corruption and grift. And Anabella County Police identifying two people who died in a shooting in Severn. Happened around 7 p.m. Tuesday. They are 23-year-old Derek McDonald of Severn and 28-year-old Matt Galloway, the third of Glen Burnie. 7:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express
Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Pick 3 Lottery, 210, pick 4, 6359. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the 3s, Chuck Whitaker.
We still have delays, I-95 south through Hartford County, starting around the 76-77 mile marker. They're going down to a wreck that happened at 6 this morning, southbound after Mountain Road in Hartford County. It was a tractor trailer, several other vehicles involved. Traffic is getting by, but they're very limited lanes, and with that, there's a multi-mile backup on 95 south. Heads up northbound as well. They're doing construction northbound after Route 24, and again, some limited lanes there. 76 mile marker northbound, not related to the backup on the southbound side. There's going to be a lot of overflow traffic on Philadelphia Road and on Pulaski Highway for the traffic trying to get down towards White Marsh Boulevard and eventually come back over to the area at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds hanging around, but no rain today. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler. 50 the high this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow through the weekend. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. It's the Orioles and Pirates tonight, again from Sarasota. It's a rare night game at 6:05, and hopefully today's news is better than yesterday. Off the field, opening day for Gunnar Henderson is in doubt. A very mild, quote-unquote, intercostal muscle strain in his side. And reliever Andrew Kittredge with knee inflammation. Both are now listed as out on the Orioles injury report. Not expected to return this spring at all. And then on the field, Grayson Rodriguez started in a 5-2 win over the Twins yesterday, and in his own words, felt pretty sluggish. A noticeable drop in velocity didn't make it through two innings. On the good side, Albert Suarez threw 3 2/3 of one-run ball. Adley Rutschman with two more hits, batting .455 now in a torrid spring, and Heston Kerstad continues to make his case with two more hits as well. Caps on the ice last night in New York against the Rangers at the Garden, trailing 2-1. Midway through the third.
And that's something you look at down the stretch. Is there going to be a lot of deferring, you know, getting that mark down there for Ovechkin?
To the front for Mangiapane, and he scores! Alexander Ovechkin! 9 away from 99!
Bob Wischusen with the call on TNT. Ovi's goal ties it at 2, and then to overtime we go. Here's the game winner.
Now the Capitals cut it the other way. 2-on-1, Strome and Wilson into the zone. Strome down low, they score! It's Tom Wilson with the overtime game-winning goal! A tip from the side of the goal crease! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, New York!
Great call, Caps Radio play-by-play man John Walton on the Caps Radio Network. What a win for Washington last night. 3-2. The Caps win it in overtime at the Garden. Speaking of bringing it down, how about the Terps last night bringing down the Michigan Wolverines in Ann Arbor?
See how Maryland handles this. Reese on the bench with 3 fouls. Gillespie will shoot over that zone and hit the 3.
Kevin Kugler on BTN with the call. Gillespie, Jacoby Gillespie, that is, quiets the crowd. 8.7 rebounds, 5 assists. Great floor game for the senior transfer. Maryland takes Michigan 71-65. Still in line for that double bye in the conference playoffs. Local college basketball tonight. A-seeded Loyola takes on number 1 Bucknell in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania in the Patriot League playoffs. Navy is at Boston University, and that is the 4-5 game tonight as well. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who is the greatest of all time?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, as crazy as this sounds, Sean, you made an interesting comment, actually.
Earlier. Yeah, it is crazy. You
know, that nothing that once in 45 years.
who knew he was capable of that?
I certainly didn't.
Really?
You know?
A blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
And the clock is right twice a day. Yeah. So, anyway.
Nut is an appropriate adjective.
Stop it.
Nutty.
The comment was about hockey. I've seen them all. You said, you know, you've been watching hockey for 30 years. You've seen Howe, you've seen Gretzky, you've seen Jaromir Jagr. So I'm looking at the all-time records here in the NHL, the all-time goal scorers. Obviously, Gretzky's number one, and Ovechkin's going to break it, you know. Who is the greatest of all time? Is it the argument that Gordie Howe played in the Big Six era? So maybe he's not the one?
He was originally Mr. Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, of course, along comes Gretzky. And I still think he is the greatest, only because the total number of points. He was not only a prolific goal scorer, but he was a great disher as well.
I think he was a more complete player.
He was. But Ovechkin is a more physical player. He'll pound you into the boards. And so he's got more of a physical game. Gretzky was finesse. But I still think at the end of the day, the great one, as he's called, is still the greatest overall player. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be Ovechkin will be the greatest goal scorer.
You know, I'm going to take a different tack on that, and I don't know that I'm right, but I think there's something. Yeah, I think there's something about Ovechkin staying with one team his whole career.
Right.
You know, Gretzky was with four teams. Howe was with a couple teams, actually. Right. And then Jaromir Jagr was with like 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so
let's not forget Mario Lemieux and others, but yeah, he was cut short a little bit.
And I'm not saying I'm right necessarily, but there is something about the culture of that, and I love that about Ovi.
Yeah, he brings it every night, and it's just, and let's not forget, he's on a record-setting pace missing like 16 games
after
he fractured his
leg.
Yeah.
How do you come back from a fractured leg in like 3 weeks?
Like, you do it like Ovi. He is. You're seeing history in the making.
Yeah. Really is. Bruce had a fractured tongue once. Couldn't be on the air.
And you know, he never got it repaired.
Yeah, here's how always do the news. You're convinced I still do.
What's the temperature?
That's why you're here.
What's the temperature in Aberdeen, Bruce, by the way? I just want to know.
Hang on. Yeah, I'll check for you, man.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye-bye.
All right, so House Bill 1400 has been introduced. Simply put, it is a business killer for many of Maryland's small businesses. Let me read to you from the bill. This is called the No Tax on Tips Act. So they kind of take a Trump theme, and they try to somehow apply it to this bill. It has nothing to do with what Trump doesn't want to charge any taxes on the tips.
Right.
Pretty
straightforward. No tax on tips.
People who get tips as part of their business
would have no tax on
those
tips.
Well, this bill would increase the state minimum wage starting next year. I'm sorry, starting 27 to $17 an hour, then 28, $18.50 an hour, and then by mid 28 to $20 per hour, phasing in the minimum wage. You would not be able to, a food service facility would not be able to charge a service fee unless it's prominently disclosed to the customer. An enactment of the bill is contingent on adoption of a constitutional amendment, which has to go before the voters. Now, here's what's interesting. General fund revenues would decrease in 27 and then again in 28. And perhaps even in 29. So there's not going to be any benefit to the general fund at all. This is strictly for Democrats are trolling for votes here in the near future because they think raising the minimum wage is going to be a good thing, except when it's not. There are all sorts of examples of the minimum wage being bad for employees. John Stossel, formerly of ABC, does his own thing. He looked at the minimum wage increase for fast food workers in California, and here's what he found.
But what they really did was lose nearly 10,000 fast food jobs.
Sure.
Pizza Hut preemptively laid off 1,200 delivery drivers like Michael Ojeda.
What's the point of the raise if you don't have a job anymore?
The new law also caused prices to rise. A reporter asked Governor Newsom.
Can Californians expect the prices of their McDonald's and Starbucks to go up?
I've heard that rhetoric before, and it didn't happen.
But it did happen. In this case, even before the new minimum took effect.
McDonald's, Chipotle, and Starbucks already saying they plan to raise prices to offset the rising labor costs.
And there was other damage. Some restaurants said,
we're no longer hiring. We're not growing in the state anymore.
Others just closed. The owner of this restaurant texted,
I couldn't survive the mandated wage increases.
And now that the $20 minimum's taken effect,
restaurants in the state have increased prices by 10% faster than all other states.
A cup of Starbucks coffee may now cost 15% more. A Chipotle chicken burrito, 8% more.
Thank you for making this happen.
How can California's politicians be so foolish? Don't they know about supply and demand? If you force people to raise wages, they'll either raise prices, cut jobs, or replace workers with machines.
Almost everything here is made by machines. The fries by a robot called Flippy.
Yeah, and there's a kiosk you order on front. This kind of idiocy makes false economic assumptions, and they've proven false in other jurisdictions, so why go down that path?
Remember the Wall Street Journal, the Californication of Maryland? This is exactly what they mean by it, and those of you Democrats in Maryland, you better look at California, you better look at Seattle. Look at those jurisdictions that went to $20 minimum wage and what it did to young workers. We'll talk about that coming up.
What it did to the employee base, man, it's just, they go away. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number is 410-WCB. 680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes at 743. Chuck.
And brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Still have delays, 95. Now let's do the northbound side first. This is a construction delay. They do construction during drive time. Unbelievable. Northbound, 76-mile marker, Route 24, almost a mile back up there. The southbound side, you're still looking at problems from an accident this morning that happened at 6 o'clock after the ramp at Mount Road at Route 152 down around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Tractor trailer was involved. They're still looking at it. Some traffic is getting by and enough traffic now getting through there that we now have delays going into both the Harbor tunnels, including 95 South. Now, if you're on Pulaski Highway, you're heading westbound towards White Marsh Boulevard to get away from the backup on Route 40. There's an accident where else? Pulaski Highway westbound at Jones Road. That's just after you go into Baltimore County. That's going to add to that backup. What a hell of a mess this is on this northeast side. There's a new wreck in the city. Pedestrian may be hit 1200 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. It's not too early to think about spring tune-ups for your vehicle. Check your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be sort of a transition day. We go from that extremely wet, stormy Wednesday, and now we're looking at a cloudy, breezy day today, dry, and a high of 50. And then the weekend shaping up to be a pretty nice weekend for Friday. Sunny 55, sunny in Saturday and 52, pretty much the same for Sunday as well. So let's get to the weekend, and then we can have some fun. 42 and cloudy in Severn. And it is 43 in Middle River. And an update here with Chuck.
Just report. I haven't seen it yet. I'm getting over to it eastbound on the Bay Bridge. So that would be eastbound 50 on the Bay Bridge. I'll give it to you in 1 second. Give me 1 second here. Mm-hmm. Slowing. Coming from Sandy Point, looks like it may be in the right lane on the main span as you're climbing up to the top. Eastbound on 50. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And it is time once again for us to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner today. We got a four-pack of tickets to Maryland State Home Garden and Craft Show. It's at the Cow Palace, Timonium Fairgrounds. Over 450 exhibitors. Everything you want to know about home, gardens, and crafts at this weekend. Of course, this is the last weekend starting tomorrow, all the way through Sunday, so we got a four-pack for you there. Brought to you by Maryland Heating and Air. And Ben in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning. I'm taking the side streets because I can't trust Chuck with the JFX. So.
Yeah, I know. That's what my always recommendation is.
Listen, I say that every day now, Bernie, just for you. I say, this is the
Ben.
Bernie report.
It's Ben.
For the
this
JFX.
Is Ben. It's Ben.
I mean, Ben.
Yeah, I think you've got Bernie on the brain.
Yeah, Bernie on the brain. I'm confused.
Yeah. By the way, Ben, I love that song Michael Jackson did about you. Just saying.
Yeah, you're a rat, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ben, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll follow Chuck.
All right, story one. A Florida man was arrested for attempting to have sex with a train. for around 10 minutes.
Just a one-track mind.
Making matters worse, this wasn't the first time he was caught doing it. The man was seen undulating on the caboose.
And then he got derailed.
He was arrested for indecent exposure.
Okay.
I don't want to even go down that road. Story two, an investigation underway at Elk Grove after a middle school teacher there shared materials, including N-word bucks, on a sheet titled History of the N-word. The materials were handed out to students at a middle school as part of a history lesson. Now, story three, the Loch Ness Center is looking to hire someone to get out into the water. Unique job opportunities come with a full-time Nessie hunter. Of course, this is dedicated now. The person is just going to sit around and watch for Nessie. Apparently, there are two vacancies and pays about £180 per day.
Wow. That's not a bad wage, actually.
Yeah. Not bad. I might do that.
Yeah.
Story one, Florida man caught and arrested for attempting to have sex with a train. Story two, the N-word bucks handed out at a middle school, obviously causing controversy there as part of a history lesson. Story three, the Loch Ness monster job, full-time Nessie hunter wanted. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, because of the state of the public education, I'm afraid that number two might be true. And I could see the Loch Ness Center job being true. And before Doge, I think USAID would have probably liked to support that. But unfortunately, they won't now. I'm going to say number one because I don't even understand that one.
It's the caboose of three y'all.
Yes.
Bruce.
I'm with Chris. I'm going for the big caboose as fake news.
Bruce goes caboose. Sounds like a political slogan.
It does.
Chuck.
But they asked the guy why he did it. He said, I had a locomotive.
A locomotive, folks. Chuck is not proud. He's glad to go back and do the joke as many times as necessary.
It's not my job to be proud, bro.
Okay, sorry.
One, please.
He just derailed this whole bit.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you.
Chuck goes for one, and Ben.
One.
Ben also goes for one. Nobody votes for story number two, the N-Bucks story, N-word Bucks. That is a shockingly true story. Yeah. And story number three, the full-time Nessie hunter, that is also true, making story one our fake news story of the day.
Way to go, Ben.
Yay.
Congratulations, Ben. We'll put you on hold today to get your prize.
Yeah.
Boxcar Ben. Well, Boxcar Willie made a career out of that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. I'm not sure Ben's going to do the same.
Yeah.
But
Boxcar Willie made a career hopping on trains.
Yeah. Have you ever written down a reading on the symbols they used to use, hobos used to use for individual homes? It was interesting because they had a code. They'd write like little symbols on people's gates as to whether or not they're a friendly family. They'll feed you. They won't feed you. They're hostile, whatever. So other hobos who were wandering through during that time period could figure that out.
Send that to Mike Fast today. He'll be using that.
Okay.
You should ask Chuck one day about homosexuals.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, I used that term one at the Pikes Theater.
Never mind. It's 7:50.
Can I give a quick update again?
Well, we're going to be here in 2 minutes, but go ahead.
Yes.
All right, just real quick.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Only the left-hand lane is open. Eastbound, it's on the downside of the bridge as you're going towards Kent Island. There's a lot of activity there. Single lane only.
All right, very good. Thank you. Traffic as it happens, folks. 7:51, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free experts, design service, and guaranteed fit, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you?
What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Good morning, it's 7:53 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty rough at the Bay Bridge right now. Single lane is being blocked with an accident on the eastbound main span as you start down the hill towards Kent Island. After you come up to the top of the main span, only the left-hand lane is getting by. Just looked at the cameras backing up. It's not quite back to Whitehall Road, but it's getting there, and it's not going to take very long with only this single lane getting through onto the bridge itself. So I have to keep an eye on this, but that's a major backup already well before Sandy Point on the eastbound side. I don't see any impact for the traffic going the opposite direction, but I need to just make sure. Let me just change this real quick here and just to make sure what that side looks like. I don't see any impact for the traffic on the other span westbound because it's far enough apart that it's not a big problem for that traffic. 95 is still backed up in Harford County from an earlier accident down around the Harford County Baltimore County line. In the delay on Pulaski Highway, there was a wreck westbound at Jones Road. That was the detour from 95. That's going to be a problem through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And with a channel forecast, let's dry out, shall we? It was a wet, nasty day yesterday, and they had thunderstorms and heavy winds, and I heard some tornado activity, maybe even, yeah, even south of here. Today will be cloudy, breezy, and dry in 50, and right now, of course, it is cloudy, and 42 in Arnold, 43 in Parkville.
Well, there have been calls already for having Al Green, the congressman, not the singer, censured for his behavior. Chuck Schumer was asked about this. Of course, Chuck Schumer is a rather large voice down at the Capitol, although it's on the other side. He's a senator, and of course, Green is a congressperson. He was asked about this by a reporter who could not get him to answer a simple question. Wow, what a shocker.
It was like 4 minutes into the speech when Congressman Al Green was yelling at the podium and he was escorted out. What was going through your head as you heard the congressman yelling?
Well, look, the bottom line is lots of people are frustrated, but the best way to protest what Trump is doing what we are doing. That is organizing against these horrible policies of calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme and then cutting, slashing
would you
people
rather,
in Social
would you
Security
rather,
offices.
Congressman
so here's,
Green,
what, we're,
would
here's
you rather,
what we're doing.
Would you
let
rather
say,
that he not yell?
Let me just say, the best answer, in my judgment, is to organize.
Really?
Organize what? For a censure for Al Green?
Yeah, you're not going to get an answer out of the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what he did, obviously what Al Green did was stupid and unprofessional. I suppose he thinks it's going to sell well with his constituents. And this is why we have various congressional districts and various points of view. But yeah, he probably deserves a censure for what he did.
Do you think for 1 second a censure, he would care about a censure?
No.
It would be a symbolic gesture only. It's meaningless. Al Green's got ties to the CCP. He is a mouthpiece for China. And the fact is, he's there just to cause problems. He doesn't care about whether he's censured or not. He'd wear it like a badge, like an honorary badge.
But he does have a very nice cane. He's upped his cane game. If you take a look, that's a really very stylish cane he has. Yeah. What if it's a sword inside? I always wanted one of those. I have a cane with a sword inside. Because you never know when a sword fight is going to break out on the street. That way you'd be prepared.
You can get one, and then you can... you know, take it through the airport one day and see how that works.
Yes. I'm sure it'll go swimmingly. And then, of course, there's Mad Maxine. Quite understands what goes on in Maxine Waters' brain, but following the Trump speech, she decided to attack Donald Trump in a whole different way, by not attacking Donald Trump at all, instead saying, watch out, the real threat to our republic is Elon Musk.
We don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology ass. Mm-hmm. We don't know what he's being accused of by some, as it may relate to the election. But we're not going to give up.
Yeah, they're going to keep investigating Elon Musk because who knows what's going on in his high-tech body part. That's Maxine Waters. Thanks, Max. Mad Max lives. But by the way, this is a great story that's just coming across, folks. Sean, you're going to love this. I don't know if you've received this release or not. 10 o'clock this morning. It's so exciting. Big Bird, Elmo, and the Sesame Street characters are going to rally to save public media from Donald Trump's budget cuts. Yes, Big Bird's really concerned about the, you know, Oscar the Grouch not going to be there because he figures there's always going to be for a trash can. The whole deal is they want to protect, quote, public media, which means to have you and me pay for political points of view that we simply do not agree with and have it continue forever. And if you happen to disagree with them, you're the bigot.
Look, there was a day when public television and public radio was needed. Back in the day, yep, when there were, what, 3-5 channels or something like that. So
yes,
they were owned by corporations. And
ABC, CBS.
Now they're all owned by the corporate left, yep, including public radio and public television. Every single one of them, including CNN, MSNBC, except for Fox, mm-hmm, which occasionally finds its voice, Newsmax. But the big ones, there's no need for tax dollars to go to this. They have ample viewers and listeners that can help, like they do for commercial radio and television, can help fund that through commercials.
Water's nice. Come on in.
It's 8 o'clock. Morning drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Al Green censure resolution could come to a vote today in the House after Democrats failed to block its advance. A Democrat congressman not only heckled President Trump during this week's speech, he stood up, screamed, and waved a cane in the air after refusing to sit down, had to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant-at-arms. The White House acknowledging talks between U.S. officials and the hostage-holding Hamas terror group.
Dialogue and talking to people around the world to do what's in the best interest of the American people is something that the president has proven is what he believes is a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The president warns Hamas it will face total destruction if it doesn't immediately release all of the captives, including the bodies of those who were murdered. The judicial branch, the Supreme Court, tells the executive branch, the Trump administration, how to spend foreign aid funds.
By a 5-4 vote, the High Court rejected an emergency appeal from the Trump administration and reinstated a lower court order to release nearly $2 billion in frozen foreign aid. But it was not clear how quickly money would start flowing. Justices told the lower court judge to clarify his earlier order that required the quick release of aid to pay nonprofit groups and businesses for work that had already been done. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Blizzard conditions cross parts of Minnesota and Nebraska, generated by the storms that earlier this week left 3 people dead in Mississippi and damaged or destroyed homes and businesses in that state and in Oklahoma. On the West Coast, forecasters are warning of heavy rains and mountain snow across California, other parts of the West into tomorrow. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures down 379 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And delays at the Bay Bridge, eastbound. If you're going from Sandy Point towards Kent Island, the accident was on the downside of the bridge as you're heading over towards Route 8. Still in a single lane to the left until you clear the wreck, and then eventually we'll get back over into the two lanes and moving eastbound towards Stevensville and through that area. There's no impact at all for the traffic westbound. Your backup eastbound, though, is well before Sandy Point. So if you're traveling east to Whitehall Road, be prepared. You're going to have brake lights as you're getting onto the span, and right there it will go into a single lane and a big backup. Finally, we're beginning to clear that delay on 95 southbound in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds hanging around, but no rain today. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler. 50 the high this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow through the weekend. 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 41 degrees. Middle River has 45. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Adderall County Police are identifying two people who died in a shooting in Severn. It happened around 7 p.m. Tuesday. What's believed to be a targeted attack along the 8100 block of Mead Village Road. Police say 23-year-old Derek McDonald of Severn died on the scene, while 28-year-old Mac Galloway III of Glen Burnie died at the hospital. Another man shot, taken to the hospital. A fourth person injured, possibly by a metal fragment. Maryland's Anthony Brown and a coalition of 21 other attorneys general have secured a nationwide preliminary injunction preventing the Trump administration's medical research cuts. Brown says the federal ruling will save thousands of lives and jobs. He says seriously ill patients depend on federally funded clinical trials as a last hope for survival, and research institutions need the resources to discover treatments for deadly diseases. Baltimore City has announced two speed cameras. They're moving, folks. If you use the JFX, new locations are going to be northbound at Smith Avenue and southbound at West North Avenue. Officials say those locations have been chosen because of the high incidence of speeding and accidents. It all kicks in on March 24th. And Aberdeen police arrested two men on drug and gun charges. Darnell Mitchell and Ryan Carter were taken into custody after police carried out a search warrant on a hotel 700 block of West Bel Air Avenue. Police say Mitchell faces felony drug charges. Carter faces felony drug and weapons charges. It's 8:05. Lottery numbers. Pick 3, 210. Pick 4, 6359. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Zach Eflin and Paul Skeens take the hill tonight as the O's host the Pirates in Sarasota. It'll be a rare night game at 6:05. Eflin making his second start of the spring. Skeens, the pitching phenom for the Pirates, making his second start against Baltimore. This coming one day after the Orioles beat the Twins yesterday 5-2 in Fort Myers. Amid some not-so-good injury news for the Birds, both Gunnar Henderson and Andrew Kittredge not expected to return this spring. Opening day for both is now in doubt. NFL news, the Raiders have made Max Crosby the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. 3 years, $106 million. The Chargers with a shocker releasing five-time Pro Bowler Joey Bosa. The Ravens could use a pass rusher. They could also use a receiver. And Christian Kirk could be a good fit. Jaguars reportedly getting set to release him. Maryland with a big win last night in Ann Arbor, 71-65, the final over Michigan. Julian Reese was in foul trouble, held to just 4 points. But after the game, the Baltimore native was all that head coach Kevin Willard wanted to talk about.
Saturday, for me, is going to be about Julian Reese. You know, he's a rarity in college basketball now. Stayed 4 years, had a coaching change, stayed with me. We had a tough year last year. He stayed with me. He's a true Maryland guy. I'm asking our fans to come out and make sure they come early and really celebrate a true Turk.
Julian Reese, with over 1,300 career points, over 900 rebounds, he could become only the second Maryland player alongside Len Elmore with 1,000 rebounds in his Maryland career. It'll be Senior Day in College Park Saturday at 3 p.m. against Northwestern. Coming up at 8:35, bed too soft? You need a mattress topper. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, if you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. Pause, hit that post.
Yeah.
Yeah, the right.
That's nice. That's nice. Very stylish.
A little broadcast DJ lingo there for you, Bruce.
Yeah.
Coming up in this hour.
I have to write down how to do that.
City schools must fail the... They have the most audit violations. So, once again, this should not shock or surprise anyone. City schools are woefully bad. Zelensky's back on track, or is he? Top story here today is, and we'll talk about the Supreme Court's decision yesterday a little bit on the later in the hour. But the Maryland Freedom Caucus bringing to our attention, we were on this story on Tuesday, but now it's starting to make the rounds on social media. And that is Freedom Caucus Chair Matt Morgan. Took to X the other day, and he said that the Democrats on Monday night are up to their last-minute tricks and gimmicks to try to fleece Maryland taxpayers.
Last night, Democrats dropped a bill, HB 1554. This bill is $1 billion of tax increases for small business. What it does is, and it's crazy, they drop a bill late in session for this, and I feel it's very sneaky, because... It's to hide it from the opponents and stop them from organizing against the bill. So here it is, two-thirds away through session. It's a month after our bill drop deadline, and Democrats pushed this bill Monday night. We spent all yesterday trying to decipher it and trying to figure out what it is. If you look it up, and I'll put a link to the bill in the comment field below this, it's HB 1554. It doesn't have a fiscal note on it because it's a brand new bill. The bill will go to rules. Democrats are set to move it out of rules, and it's supposed to have a hearing next week.
Yeah, and so what kind of services are we expected to be taxed at 2.5%?
And what this bill does is a business-to-business service tax. It taxes accounting, bookkeeping. It's at 2.5%. Accounting, bookkeeping, billing, payroll services. It's a permanent
the taxes on permanent or temporary employees or contracting services. It taxes on ITS systems. It taxes on consulting fees. It taxes photography, design, printing services, lobbying, public relations, even taxes landscaping, property maintenance services. It taxes truck and bus mechanic services. It taxes financial planning services, tax preparation. It taxes appraisal services. It taxes whatever the heck, sports and performing art advertising services. It taxes valet parking services. Sorry about that. It taxes accounting, bookkeeping, billing. And there's a whole analysis for this.
Wow.
So basically, the sales tax covers anything that is sold.
Yeah.
This would be a service tax. Any, if you sell your services.
You had a 1099.
Yeah. You're now going to have to. It just, folks, they find new and they scheme on new ways. They're driving this state into oblivion. And again, it's already one of the leading states where people are leaving the state to go elsewhere. And this will seal their fate.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, who, by the way, notes that there is a traffic backup as you're heading into oblivion from all the residents of Maryland heading there.
I'll tell you what, today has been one of those days. You know, here it is sunny, it's a nice day, it's dry, and they're wrecking all over the place. The wreck on the Bay Bridge, by the way, is gone now. They've reopened the lanes. Everybody now is on the east end, on the right shoulder, right before we get to Route 8 at Stevensville. So we're going to be a little bit slow yet coming through Sandy Point. But we're on the move once again, and looking at the camera, at that traffic moves over towards Route 8 and starts to pick up speed, doing much better now towards Stevensville. There never was any impact at all on the westbound side. Still being delayed. We'll have the heavy traffic south and both the harbor tunnels. Eventually, all that traffic that was caught up on 95 in Harford County finally arrived at both the harbor tunnels. So it's busy, but we're open. And keep in mind that construction area is northbound on I-95 and Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy, breezy today, but dry and 50. And then the weekend unfolds. Looks to be pretty nice. Sunny and 55 Friday. Sunny 52 on Saturday. And a sunny day about 53 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy 44 in Glen Burnie, 43 in Forest Hill. Let's see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
WCBM, once again, folks, it is time for us to find out which lefty has lost it, which loon has lost it. So let's head to the circus if we could. Please enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. There are only two. There's the center ring and there's the left ring. So focus center left and then gaze to your left. You might actually get a view. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one of our favorites. Although, you know, she's been taking lessons from Kamala Harris as to how to structure an effective, logical argument. And then you do exactly the opposite when you open your mouth and start to talk. Here she is, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on why tips should be taxed. Got that? The party of the people, the Democrats, why your tips should be taxed.
We can very easily enter a world where no one is paid, where, like, no one's employer is, like, actually paying their wages, and we're all just tipping each other and essentially GoFundMe-ing the entire economy. And that is the one area where I want us to be thoughtful about, okay? Thoughtful about. Because historically tipped, we think of tip jobs as waitresses, bartenders, hospitality, but we all have also been experiencing the tipification of a lot more jobs outside of that. And if you don't want every single person that you interact with starting to turn an iPad screen around, we need to take this very carefully.
By the way, also very concerned about this is the cow tipping industry. They're so concerned that their tipping will be taxed as well. And I understand the concern both on the Eastern Shore and certain parts of Baltimore County. And, of course, out in cow country, the pastures of Central America, you have to be concerned about what's going to happen to cow tipping if we either not tax them on it. That's scary. Really scary. I have no idea what she said. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, please get out of here.
Who do you think is the dumbest box of rocks in Congress right now?
Jasmine Crockett.
I don't think she's dumb. Oh, I think this all she's doing this intentionally. She had a good education.
Yeah.
I mean, AOC also has a economics degree from BU.
Yeah.
So who is it? Is it Maxine Waters? Is it Jasmine Crockett? Is it AOC? Is it Ilhan Omar? Is it Hank Johnson?
Hank Johnson,
the Guamas.
Or all the troops.
One of our listeners was confusing Al Green with Hank Johnson. No, Al Green is the Geico caveman. Yeah. Yeah, I just remember that. And yeah,
Hank Johnson is one who was very concerned that if you had all of our troops in Guam on one side of the island, that it would tip over.
Right. It would capsize.
Yes. Go wrap your brain around that one for a while.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some pretty stupid people in Congress.
Yeah.
But Hank Johnson keeps getting elected. What is he, from Tennessee?
Is he?
If I remember correctly. Yeah. I'd have to go back.
Well, if you have, you have a district that's carved up specifically to be Hank Johnson's district.
Right.
I mean, you gerrymander it, so it is specifically his district. It's very hard to lose.
And then there's Eric Swalwell, who keeps getting caught with Bang Bang.
Yeah.
And others like her. So they follow the guy everywhere he goes, and everywhere he goes, he's involved with some, Asian-looking spy of some sort.
Well, or he comes out of a meeting with a bunch of other guys, lobbyists, after he's bragging openly with people at the next table who are reporters, he's not aware, about the wild parties he likes to go to. Right. Okay.
We'll throw it out there for a debate. Who right now do you believe is the dumbest representative or senator in the United States Congress? 410-922-6688.
Maybe we should make that Kim's question of the day.
1-800-WCBM-680. I'd love to hear from you. Still to come, that little bit of a shocking Supreme Court decision yesterday. We'll talk about that. Also, there's an update on the Lansdowne shooting. The police know who the suspect is, or have a pretty good idea who the suspect is. And the city school systems, once again, prove they are not up to standard. They are just, an audit has caught them with may having many more violations than surrounding county school systems have. So we'll get into that here momentarily. But joining us now, reverse mortgage answer man, Mark McVeary is with us. Good morning, Mark.
How you doing? I do like an idea of the contest for the dumbest. I mean, that would be interesting.
But then,
always said, water seeks its own level.
That's right. But then you might have some of them actually competing for it if they get wind of it. You know, Mark, a lot of retired homeowners are finding it harder to keep up with the mortgage payments and other bills. What would you say to someone who thinks that they just have to tough it out?
I mean, you know, you don't need to tough it out because, I mean, you have options, especially if you're a homeowner. I mean, you know, Sean, I bet you've refinanced your property a couple of years, you know. I mean, refinancing is a great tool, especially to help you lower your payment, consolidate debts, and make things more affordable. I mean, it basically gives you a fresh start. I mean, a reverse mortgage is also a refinance, and instead of lowering your payment, you're eliminating the payment. In the past, you never hesitated to refinance your mortgage when it made sense to you. I mean, why hesitate now? I mean, again, a reverse mortgage is just another way of refinancing, but then you're eliminating your payment. You're not lowering the payment.
So some people, when they hear reverse mortgage, they immediately think it's too good to be true. There's got to be a catch or a gimmick here. Is there?
No, there isn't. I mean, I say to everybody, there's no free money. I mean, any time you borrow money, you have to pay it back. With a reverse mortgage, you have to pay it back. But the big difference is that you can either make payments if you want, or you can defer the payments for the future. I mean, to me, having no payment sounds a whole lot better than having a payment.
Indeed. You know, look, you've helped thousands of homeowners access the equity in their homes already. And I always think it's important because you can say things, I can say things and tell your story and vice versa. But it's always good to hear a story about somebody that you've helped with a reverse mortgage. So I'm sure you've got an example of somehow you've changed somebody's life with a reverse mortgage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, number one, Sean, I really don't know how people are making it. I mean, I have so many clients that have more debts than income and are in a very similar situation to the one I've just helped. I mean, again, this couple living on Social Security only, they had two mortgages. And with the combination of the two mortgages and all the other fixed costs, utilities, health insurance, I mean, you know, everything out there, their check was spent before they even got it. Mm. So then they started having to use credit cards for just food because they weren't there wasn't enough to go around. So, you know, we did the reverse mortgage, paid off their two mortgages and some of their credit card debt. Their combined income was $3,500, and after paying off the two mortgages and the credit card debt, that put $2,200 back in their pocket each month, which is like, you know, over 60% of their income. And I would say putting 6% of your income back in your pocket is a life changer. So, you know, they did take the step, they gave us the call, and now they're in a much better spot.
That's great. Great news. So if somebody wants to do the same, how do they get in touch with you, Mark?
They can always call me at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark. That's Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man.
823 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We're back down at the Bay Bridge looking at the traffic eastbound. Still recovering. At one point, we were down to a single lane with a wreck on the main span as you were going down the hill from the top of the bridge and over towards Route 8. They're still on the right shoulder there on the eastern side of the bridge, but all the lanes are open. Two lanes are moving. The last little part of the backup is still there at Sandy Point, but everybody's on the bridge now, and the pace is good, and it's steady, so just have to ride it out. When you get to Route 8, you're good to go back up to speed. Once again, there's no impact westbound. Morning delay, I-97 southbound at Route 32. That's the typical ride there. There's a new wreck coming out of Falston. May impact some of that traffic that was still detoured from I-95, the wreck at Bel Air Road at Record Road. That's going to be just south of the hill there at Mountain Road at 152. Delays continue at both the Harbor Tunnels, and all the morning backups still out there for the traffic moving on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel says you, of course, going to have a it's okay day today, cloudy, dry, but 50. And then a great weekend is heading in store. Tomorrow, sunny and 55, and sunny in the low 50s both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, cloud cover 43 in Annapolis, 44 in Pasadena. And let's go to the phones. Mark is on Kent Island.
Mark.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
Sean, I wanted to tell you why you so are on target with the Gretzky comments. I got the opportunity to see him play in Hartford against the old Hartford Whalers.
Right.
I played hockey myself. I never saw anyone with such a sense of anticipation. He wasn't the fastest guy on the ice, but boy, did he know the game, and did he pass, and did he score. He's the greatest.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I'm going to say at the end of the day, Ovechkin is going to be the greatest goal scorer, but the greatest overall player has got to be Wayne Gretzky, the great one as he is known. And he just saw the ice. He saw the ice differently than any other player, especially from his office behind the net. That was, you know, he could just dish it. He could find people anywhere,
yeah,
and everywhere. Of course, he had some enforcers to help protect him. You know, like guys like Mark Messier and others as well.
Well said, Sean, and I think you had the point. He had anticipation.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Appreciate the call there. Back to this business-to-business service tax, House Bill 1554. They introduced late Monday night to try. This is all about trying to pull Governor Moore's fat out of the fire. Okay?
Yeah.
$1 billion, though. This is a $1 billion tax on businesses. And Maryland Freedom Caucus Chair Matt Morgan has a good question.
Now, here's my question. Democrats dropped this bill Monday night. Nobody knows about this. And I feel that's so wrong, two-thirds of the way through session, that they do this. And my question is really for the man that lives in that house there, Governor Wes Moore. The governor's been trying out for like the last 2 months talking about his growth budget, his growth agenda. He's been on basically a propaganda tour for 2 months telling us how his budget is going to bring growth to Maryland. I would love for him to come out and explain how the majority leader of his party, David Moon, drops this bill And I would love for him to explain how putting a 2.5% new tax on small businesses in the state of Maryland is actually going to lead to economic growth. Because we all know it isn't.
There's just two words I say. Windscreen.
Yeah. Well, when you do it on your phone, they don't really come with windscreens. Yeah. But, you know, but he's absolutely right. How do you encourage and incentivize economic growth with a service-to-service tax of 2.5%? You don't.
You don't. That's a growth killer.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it goes the opposite direction. It will encourage businesses who don't want to pay the extra. Look, some industries, that's the profit margin.
Right. But,
that's what you're looking at.
Here's what happens. Because, and maybe the Democrats have a point here. I don't know. I'm going to throw it out and see if people agree. You know, when you hear people raising your taxes, people think income tax. Is that what most people don't automatically go to the income tax? And so, Moore knows if I don't raise their income tax, I can get away with saying that I've got a very high bar for raising your taxes.
Yeah, or they say we raise corporate taxes or taxes on your car tires or something. So it doesn't reflect directly as income tax. In the end, the consumer pays all these taxes.
But he is going to raise income taxes for quote-unquote wealthy Marylanders.
Oh, yeah.
And,
they'll leave.
Yeah. And then, of course, they're like 25%. Of the middle class taxpayers, we're going to have an income tax increase. Then when you get rid of the itemized deductions, which was proposed, I don't know if that's going to stick around because they're coming up with all these last-minute ideas to pull that off the table because they realize that is a backdoor, sneaky income tax when you take people's personal deductions away or itemized deductions. So, again, they're playing fast and loose in Annapolis once again, and this is not going to end well for the Maryland taxpayer. It's not going to end well for Maryland small businesses. As we just heard from Matt Morgan, the chair of the Maryland Freedom Caucus. So just want to get your thoughts on that as well. So still to come, we have the city school audit. If we have time, we'll get into the Lansdowne fatal shooting, which now truancy is now becoming an issue here in the state of Maryland. And nobody has any ideas as to how we enforce that. Go figure.
Yeah.
And much more. It's 8:29. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home, you know, this springtime, it's the home selling season, as they say. Right now, though, homeowners are still sitting on the sidelines because they may have a home they're perfectly okay with. Interest rate's great. Inventory's not all that great out there as far as homes are concerned. But what if you can find your dream home, your absolute dream home, and get a rate somewhere in the mid-4s? If you say, yeah, I'd really go that way, you got to talk to Vinny Steele. Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Anytime I spend time with Vinny, I realize that I've learned something new. He has a way of incorporating not just some great innovative ideas, but the latest technology into his business and making sure that you have the opportunity to sell your home at your price and in your time frame. He is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, coming up next, Zelensky. Is he back on track for a peace deal? Is he back in Trump's good graces? We'll find out. Time for the headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. If you drive the JFX, heads up. They're going to move where the speed cameras are. Two speed cameras moving to different locations on the Jones Falls. The new locations will be northbound at Smith Avenue and southbound at West North Avenue. Officials say those locations chosen because of the high incidence of speeding and accidents. Citations will be issued beginning Monday, March 24, a 15-day grace period after that before the fines are issued. They'll just send you a warning. Drivers who exceed the posted speed limit by 12 miles or more will receive a citation by mail. The fine, by the way, for an automated speed citation is $40. Aberdeen police have arrested two men on drug and gun charges. Darnell Mitchell and Ryad Carter were taken into custody after police carried out a search warrant at a hotel in the 700 block of West Bel Air Avenue. Police say they recovered more than 2 ounces of suspected crack cocaine, fentanyl caps, about 40 grams of marijuana, handgun, and nearly $7,000 in cash. Police say Mitchell faces felony drug charges. Carter faces Texas felony drug and weapons charges. Baltimore County police say they've questioned several people now in connection to that deadly shooting that took place near Lansdowne High School earlier this week, but no arrests have been made. 16-year-old boy was shot at the shopping center across from the street on the Rand at the school grounds just on Tuesday, where he was shot several more times. He was taken to a hospital where he died, although homicide charges have yet to be filed. Police are calling this an active investigation. It's 8:32 in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Lottery numbers, pick 3-210, pick 4-6359. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, back up at the Bay Bridge is now gone at the area at Sandy Point and onto the main span eastbound. No problems at all. The backup and the slowdown is still there. Nothing to do with that. Southbound I-97 at the merge at Route 32. Just looking at the Beltway and this west side outer loop now, it's backed up all the way back even through Park Heights Avenue. It's Park Heights Avenue, Reisterstown Road, 795 down through Liberty Road. I don't see anything on the roadway through there, but in the meantime, this is really backed up for the traffic moving through that area. Doesn't get better till we clear the ramps at Frederick Road. And once you get to Frederick Road, then it's wide open down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. Delays through Greenspring. The Parkville side is still slow at Hartford Road, and I'm sure there's still some backing and slowing, but with the lanes open, last check for the traffic going into both the Harbor Tunnels with 895 still looking at delays south from the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 has been heavy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds hanging around, but no rain today. Cloudy, breezy, and cooler, 50 the high this afternoon. Sunshine tomorrow through the weekend, 55 tomorrow, 52 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Great piece in the Sun this morning about Maryland senior guard Selton Miguel, a transfer from South Florida. He's originally from Angola in Central Africa, continuing the Maryland connection to that country, fostered by the big center Bruno Fernando a few years ago. Well, last night in Ann Arbor, Selton Miguel made him proud on both sides of the Atlantic.
Miguel in the corner. Oh, he had to hesitate, and he still hits the three.
Kevin Kugler with the call on BTN. Miguel with 17 points last night on 7 of 13 from the field. Rodney Rice hit 4 3-pointers and led with 19 as Maryland solidified its place in the Big Ten top four with a 71-65 win, road win, at Michigan. Baseball news, not so good in these parts. Couple Orioles injuries of note. Shortstop Gunnar Henderson with what is being termed as a very mild muscle strain in his side, still basically being shut down for the spring. Opening day in doubt. Also reliever Andrew Kittredge with inflammation in his knee, also in doubt for opening day. Elsewhere, the final tally is in. The Mets led the major leagues in spending for the third straight season in 2024, and in fact, have totaled $1.36 billion in payroll and luxury tax over 4 years under owner Steve Cohen, exceeding what the Marlins, Pirates, and Rays each have spent on players over the past 21 years. Orioles owner David Rubenstein says there's a remedy for that.
Well, I wish it would be the case that we would have a
salary cap in baseball the way other sports do, and maybe eventually we will.
Not happening. The Dodgers will unseat the Mets as top payroll dog in 2025. Travis Kelce on his New Heights podcast with brother Jason yesterday, declaring his intention to play a 13th season and telling the reason why.
I love playing. I still feel like I could play it at a high level, and possibly at a higher level than I did last year. I don't think it was my best outing. You know, I think I let my guys down in a lot more moments than I helped them.
Which brings us the case of Ravens tight end Mark Andrews entering his walk year, $16 million against the cap this coming year. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
I love having Mark on the team. He's an awesome player. I know he's going to have an amazing season. We'll figure out all the roster machinations over the coming weeks, but I can tell you there's no bigger fan of Mark than me.
To be continued. Time now is 8:37. When we return, is Jordan Westberg going soft?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, on that note, do you guys like it soft or hard? I mean, I don't know. It's 50-50.
For mattresses, I like it not rock hard, but not real soft either.
I have no idea.
You have no idea if your mattress
do you
is
sleep
hard or
every
soft?
Night?
I sleep a little bit every night.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have one of those
he's medicated at bedtime.
Yeah.
Quick story. This one, only at bedtime? quick story. A few years ago, we bought a mattress, Julie and I. It was the hardest mattress I've ever slept on. I wanted it. This is my fault,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
Had to give it back. They wouldn't take it back, so we gave it away to charity.
Wow.
It was $3,000. Yeah. And then we got the right mattress. So we had to buy two mattresses in 2 days.
Wow.
That thing did not work.
Well, you test it in the store?
Yeah, we tested it in the store, but I'm an idiot. Don't you know that yet?
Flag that.
I'm an idiot. Anyway, Jordan Westberg, the story is that his bad back that he hasn't played in a week apparently was due to the Airbnb that he's staying in Sarasota.
Yeah.
Has a soft bed, not used to the bed, not like his bed at home, etc. Bad back, soft bed, out for a week, hopefully back this weekend.
You would think professional athletes now would have all that at their disposal.
Their fingertips.
Don't they go on the road for 150 nights a year?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
They'll write that in your contract. You know, like it's like what Van Halen had brown M&Ms or whatever it was at concert. There'd have to be certain needs met.
So the brown ones taste different.
I like the red ones. Do they still make them?
I don't think so.
No.
The question is, what kind of mattress does Justin Tucker like?
What about Robert F. Kennedy? Is he going to put an end to the red M&Ms?
Yeah.
The red dye is gone.
Yeah, so there you go.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:39, 21 minutes.
That's amazing.
How does that all happen?
I'm sitting here thinking, what the hell did we just talk about? What happened?
It's like the Seinfeld show, nothing.
Nothing. Just the zeitgeist.
I just happened to look up some of these services, the service business tax they're talking about. Guess what service is missing?
What?
So far.
Legal services.
Yes. What are the odds, Bruce,
that
lawyers writing bills in Annapolis would not
themselves.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow, I'm shocked, personally. It's knocked me over with a feather. Caroline Leavitt yesterday pointed out that in Donald Trump's speech to both houses of Congress, that he mentioned that the Trump administration and working with the country of Pakistan had caught the Abigate planner. That Donald Trump had shared his interest in getting this guy with the Gold Star families.
President Trump campaigned on behalf of and grew very close to the Gold Star families. He promised them accountability. And last night, he kept his promise. He spoke to those Gold Star families yesterday ahead of his speech in an incredibly heartwarming call to share this incredible news. And as President Trump asked in his speech last night, how could anyone possibly be opposed to any of this?
Yeah, well, here is exactly what Trump had to say during that speech. And I wish there were a way of doing this in stereo somehow so that you could hear, like, the Republicans in your right ear, the Democrats in your left ear, because all you would be hearing after his comment is the right ear, nothing out of the left.
Tonight I am pleased to announce that we have just apprehended the top terrorist responsible for that atrocity, and he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice. And I want to thank especially the government of Pakistan for helping arrest this monster.
Yeah, that was Donald Trump, and of course, Republicans cheered it. The Democrats, apparently, I think I figured it out. I think somebody put super glue on all of their seats, preventing them from standing up. And then they glued their hands to their slacks or their skirts, depending on which the preference would be, because that's why none of them ever applauded. And I think only once during one moment did one Texas Democrat congressperson stand up and applaud. But that was about it.
No, Pocahontas, she kept applauding for about 20 seconds after she got a shout-out from Trump.
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah.
That's like, thanks for the ad for my next campaign.
We sent an FBI team over to Pakistan to catch, what's her name, Shadi Foley or whatever his name was, and he confessed. He confessed to it all.
Yeah.
Not just Abbeygate, but a lot of other ISIS terrorist killings. He was proud of it.
Yeah, one of the questions that grows out of the Donald Trump and foreign entanglements is Ukraine. Is Zelensky back on board?
Earlier today, I received an important letter from President Zelensky of Ukraine. The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it. Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace.
It could be, Sean, that it's back on. It could be that Donald Trump reading Zelensky the Riot Act after Zelensky had pulled that punk move, Zelensky had better thoughts of behaving in that fashion. Of course, this is what happens when you listen to the Democrats in the morning and decide to take their lead when you're talking to the Republican president in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, Zelensky, there's more money to be had. I'm not done yet.
That's right, 8:43 right now. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. A man who doesn't worry about money. He just worries about how many different filing cabinets he's going to need for all the barter coupons he has. Chuck Whitaker.
I have one drawer specifically for you.
Do you really? Oh, how very nice.
It's called the dead DJ file.
The dead DJ file.
Jeez. Now it's getting grim.
No offense.
No, of course not, Chuck.
Remember I just said about 7-8 minutes ago in the last report there was this backup at Park Heights Avenue. I said, what the world is going on here? Well, just after that, they dispatched a report of an accident outer loop between Park Heights Avenue and Reisterstown Road, and that has to be what the culprit is. I think I just saw a medic unit eastbound going to Green Spring. He's going to make the flip and come back onto the outer loop. But right now you're slow from Green Spring over to 140, and then the traffic going south is actually okay once you get past 140 and move down the hill from Reisterstown Road. But boy, this thing is really jammed up, and now the inner loop is looking at it as well. So there's going to be a lot of problems right there on the northwest side between exit 20 and 21 on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, breezy, and dry. 50 for the high. Right now it is cloudy and 45 in the city, windy, 43 in Columbia. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Well, this might be a first, I think, that we've covered here. A basketball player, her name is Bailey Cinnamon Daniel.
Okay.
She was born with one arm.
No kidding.
She has become the first female player. We've seen one-arm pitchers in baseball.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
But she becomes the first female player with one arm to actually make a basket in a Division III game. Here she is talking about her experience.
It is not very common to see somebody with one arm playing basketball. I think there's probably about two or three of us in the collegiate level. From what I believe and from other people have told me, I am the first Division III women's collegiate basketball player to make a basket in a game. The first time when I shot the ball and it went in, it was an immediate feeling of relief because I was very happy that the shot went in.
Yes. Yeah. But imagine you got to dribble.
Yeah.
And then you got to shoot off the
palm.
Dribble.
How do you mean? Always? I mean, you dribble, she's going to like catch it on the upswing.
Right. Got to catch it and then shoot it.
Wow.
You know, and again, well, the set shot's pretty much a That's a dinosaur now. But that's a, they used to call it the two-handed set shot. That would have been out.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be. But just an amazing athletic achievement that a one-arm player in a Division III game
right.
Has made the team and is competing at a pretty high level.
My hat's off to her.
Good to her.
Yeah.
All right, more on this capture of this ISIS terrorist.
Yeah, Michael Waltz says on the capture that they coordinated, this government coordinated with the Pakistani government. We sent them the information. They actually effectuated the capture, and this guy who actually orchestrated the Abbeygate slaughter of 13 proud Americans, he is on his way here to face justice.
To have these families on just a month into the presidency and having them thank the president for promises made, promises kept. It wasn't just my counterterrorism team led by Sebastian Gorka. It was John Radcliffe, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel. They all went out and met the agents last night in the middle of the night as they flew this monster back. He will be brought to justice. And the president said even to these families at Arlington, we're going to get this guy. We shared the intelligence with Pakistan. And he's rolled up, and he will be tried in a U.S. court.
Yeah, he'll be here and tried in the U.S. court. And then on the Zelensky-Ukraine issue, again, Michael Waltz.
The minerals deal that we should have had an amazing signing ceremony. It was all set right on the wake of Prime Minister Starmer, President Macron, the NATO section. That was a step towards then negotiations for a ceasefire, negotiations for a broader permanent peace deal.
Yeah, one of the questions that Waltz had, that the administration has, that Donald Trump had, is following this past week's disastrous appearance in the Oval Office, is this guy Zelensky, is he actually serious about wanting peace, or does he simply want more U.S. money and more U.S. munitions to extend the war for a number of additional years?
What we came out of the Oval Office truly questioning last week was, would President Zelensky ever deal with the Russians, and would he ever bring this war to an end? And our point continuing has been the American people's patience is not on his side. The war effort right. is not on. Look, I just got off the phone on the way here with my counterpart, National Security Advisor. We are talking about a location, a date, a negotiating team. Yesterday and today was a positive step forward.
Yeah, a positive step forward, but of course that's not the end of the story quite yet. And again, Sean, I continue to be vaguely amused or saddened by people who simply unthinkingly put up on their social media pages, I stand with Ukraine. And one of the best signs I've seen on that, by the way, was somebody who in that little heart-shaped blue and yellow sign put, I stand with, and they Blockbuster. They had down below because those are the corporate colors of Blockbuster as well. So... at least that one, they get a movie out.
Yeah, you look at it, and right now, of course, Zelensky behaved just awful
yeah.
in the Oval Office, and he paid the price for it, and he's going to continue to pay the price for it. And Reuters tried to come out and said the deal has been signed, and the media is trying to save this thing. And I can tell you right now, Poland has confirmed we have stopped all munitions
yep.
To Ukraine. U.S. munitions have been halted. And number two, we've also ordered our... allies, including the UK, to stop sharing all intel with Ukraine as well. That would be crippling. So Zelensky is going to be forced to come to the peace table, or his people are going to force him out.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, because
Trump will win this.
His people walking out of the White House last week were despondent. They couldn't believe what Zelensky had done. They thought they had this deal nailed
down. He's a narcissist. Come on. I mean, we all know the type. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. Still to come, city schools fail once again. You're listening to The Morning Drive.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We didn't have a chance to talk about the paddles today. We're going to talk about the paddles. By the way, it turned out that Nancy Pelosi thought she was at a Sotheby's auction and she had won a rather expensive lot. She's going to be in for a bit of surprise when the bill comes and there's no art attached to it. But hey, Nancy, you got to pay attention when things are going on. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
It's suckyourteeth.com.
This piece called Cosmic Eyes, sold at Sotheby's, it's a nothing piece for $126 million.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Just what? Huh. Just what? What?
The Beltway Outer Loop, if you're coming over from Greenspring, trying to get into Pikesville, there's a wreck there right around the bridge at Park Heights Avenue and Stevenson. In that area, the report says right lane, there may be something more to it than that. We know a medicated is there, and a lot of times when that happens, it really gets squeezed down, and we have a delay through that area. So that backup is there coming west on the Beltway, and then the inner loop is slow now through Greenspring and over to the JFX. It looks like after that, we should be fine over towards 83. Parkville side looks a little better. The west side is still busy from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road, and we're going to be some late delays, but nothing major with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Well, the channel says cloudy, breeze today, dry and 50. Right now it's cloudy, 44 in Annapolis, 44 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you guys
good
doing?
We are A-OK.
Good. Lots to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he's fearing a federal government shutdown. And I thought it was interesting because he said that's what his constituents have been talking to him about. Not the energy crisis, not the taxes, not the fees. He said he's getting calls about a possible federal government shutdown.
Yeah. Well, how many federal workers are here in Maryland? That's probably the ones making the most noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't imagine that he's not getting any calls about all the taxes and the fees and everything. Yeah.
Well, he has a high bar for raising taxes.
Yeah, but this is like, for me, it's hard for me to listen to him. And the fact that he's focusing on the federal government, we have literally a crisis here in Maryland.
Well, because in his mind, he's already at the federal government.
Yeah, well, see, yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem.
It's all going to be solved when the business tax goes in. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Do you think he's going to run a second term? I'm wondering.
I think he's going to run for the presidency.
Yeah.
I think based on his first term, he better. Because a second term would be just disastrous.
Yeah, yeah. But see, so many people get like a pass, I feel. You know what I mean? Right. Especially the Democrat Party. He might still try. Well, anyways, we're going to talk about that. We got Delegate Matt Morgan. He's going to join us at 9:35 to talk about House Bill 1554. Overnight, all these taxes and fees showed up in a bill. And so the Maryland Freedom
Ask
Caucus
Ask him if
it.
Legal services are covered.
Legal services?
Legal services. Because I looked at a short list. I didn't see it. I saw lobbying on there, but I didn't see legal services. And imagine that the lawmakers, many of them are lawyers, in Annapolis, might leave themselves out.
Are talk show hosts covered there, by the way? Was that on the list?
You actually get paid for your service.
No, I meant theoretically. Should that ever happen?
I know Kim does, but I didn't see your name on the payroll.
Yes. I do. It's work release for me, okay?
Yeah. Actually, I'm doing Vivian a big favor.
She said, just get him out of the house for a couple hours.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are hilarious. Also, real quick, I saw right before I walked in the studio this morning, Chris Cuomo was pointing out that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has made a huge turn. He's no longer supporting trans biological men in female sports. He's doing a 180 on it and is supposed to talk about it on his podcast soon. So I think he's also planning for that big run.
Well, that comes in on the heels of ordering all the state workers back to work from remote in California.
He has come out opposed to the Trans-Siberian Railroad, however.
Okay.
Which is good to know.
Which is actually a working road, unlike the one he is paid for.
Yeah. No, but I think this is interesting. You know what? A Gavin Newsom Westmore matchup. Who do you have?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. The debate's going to last like 3 minutes. All the content in 3 minutes.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Well, they might just take off their shirts and try to flex. I think that would go further than what they would have to say, actually.
You're right about that. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks.
We'll be tuning in.
Work for Slotkin. Yeah, the same approach.
Yeah. What? I must have missed something the other night. Okay, city schools. Once again, new audit out. That has found Baltimore City is lacking apparent violations of state law. In 2019, a Maryland law took effect and mandated school employees who come into contact with children be properly screened for potential child abuse. We'll get to that in just a second. It's running short on time. But now we're finding out that there were 17 findings of operational failure, which is the most among our area. Carroll County had only 9. Baltimore County, 11. Howard and Anne Arundel counties had 13. City schools had 17. Here's Yolanda Pulley, a 2-time Democrat candidate for mayor, and she's the founder of the nonprofit People Empowered by the Struggle.
The city is business as usual when it comes down to Baltimore City. So why should we be shocked that these 17 I'm shocked that it's not more than that.
Yeah, and these are all people, most of them, of course, administrators, a lot of teachers union types. They're getting paid for this malfeasance in these violations of state law.
How about if we withhold their paychecks? How about if we don't pay our taxes so we don't have to pay the school system?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Yolanda. But once again, the city schools are the laughingstock of the nation.
Chris, at this point, this is just laughable. It's just insane. It's diabolical that they're able to get away with this type of behavior and nobody does anything.
What type of behavior is she talking about?
Yeah. Well, she's
talking about... Because I think it's laughable and diabolical at the same time.
Yeah, well, again, they were supposed to vet teachers and so on and so forth, employees hired to interact with children, make sure they're not putting pedophiles in there. Out of 1,550 city school employees, the auditors randomly picked 12. 7 of them weren't properly screened. 60% failed the test. That's going to do it. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. We're back at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.